Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight. Good to be with you. Another live prophetic talk show. It's Thursday night. Don't forget, we have communion tonight. All right. Grab me a communion, too, here. Grab your communion. Get ready to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus, of the Lamb of God. All right. I know you guys are looking forward to doing that. And believe in God for the activation of those things that God is doing in your life and promising you. And we come into agreement with all that through Christ. Through Christ Jesus, we connect with Christ, right? That's what we do. It's all through Christ. Everything's through Christ. Nothing else but Christ. Christ Jesus, the Lord, Yeshua. Yeah, Him. Really, really cool. All right, so get your communion cup out and your stuff ready if you want to do it with us. God allows you if you are able to do it. So let me think here a second. Yeah, if you want to give tonight and help PGN, it's Thursday night. We're going to be praying over offerings tonight. We pray all during the week over people. And on Thursday, we pray over financials and over offerings, whether you give a dollar or $1 million, whatever you want to give. We pray over that on Thursdays. And so it's really good. If you like to give through Zelle, I haven't really announced that much. You can give through Zelle, through the banking systems, you know, the banking bank account. We have a bank account with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. You can do that with the phone number that I give out all the time. That's 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. And that's for Zelle, if you want to give through Zelle. All right. So, all right, if you need the link, make sure and send me a little thing for the link, and I will get it to you. All right. So, do that, and we will take care of that for you. Asking for it. Thank you for that. We gladly give it out to you. We'd love to see that money coming in, man. You don't have to love money to love it, seeing it coming in, right? It is. Love to watch it. Like, as people give, and it's just amazing. I don't know why it is. It's really cool. So, so praise God. God is so good, and we are believing Him to touch you and bless you and anoint you with oil, a new oil. I feel like there's a new oil that came right out of my mouth. I didn't just project to see that. I didn't know. Right out of my mouth, a new oil going on. So you don't want to miss that. It had nothing to do with giving money. I want to connect that. That has to do with, the will of God, walking in the will of God. And so when you walk in the will of God, there's an oil with that. All right? There just is. It's really cool. So you want to connect with the oil from God? It takes oil to do the will of God. Amen? It takes oil to do it. And, so it's really, really nice. And, okay. I know some of you giving is quite a sacrifice. We appreciate it. Some people go through really hard times, and you sacrifice and giving to God, and God honors that. Let me tell you, He honors it big time. And, so don't think I know I never do know exactly what's going on with people. The Lord shows me, but I know sometimes people give out of pure sacrifice, and we don't take that lightly. We believe God. If God shows me, you know, I'll know. But other than that, I'm really not trying to figure it out. Just thankful that people are doing their giving through PGN. It's really awesome. Like I said, if you want to give to Zelle, people have been asking me about the Zelle thing, so I'm announcing that it's the way you give. And no fees come out of it. You get through PayPal, a little small fee. They do a lot of great work, so they take a little fee out every time somebody gives, unless you have it otherwise done. But you can get through Zelle, and Zelle doesn't cost anything at all if you want to do that. If you know how to do that, Zelle, you just put my phone number in there, the ministry phone number, 214-505-8719. It goes right into the PGN ministry account and right into it. So that's really cool too. All right, so if you want to do that, it'd be awesome. All right. Cool, man. It's awesome stuff going on. All right, hopefully you're all doing well. And if you're not, we're going to believe God to help you get well. We know people going through hard times, different kinds of hard times, different kinds of situations. That people are going through, and it's, you know, we're with you, you know, and believe me, I've been through my share of stuff, and we go through our daily stuff, right, just stuff we go through regular, every day. That's why we need that daily bread. We need that daily ministry from God in your prayer time or however you get it, and, you know, really, really cool how God can do that with you. Make sure and get your daily bread from Him. Different people get it different ways. You know, just fellowshipping with God. Walking in the will of God. The oil of God is given to walk in His will. If we're walking in any other thing, there's no oil. There is no oil, right? The oil helps us get in the will of God. And once we get in the will of God, there's no oil outside that, right? It doesn't matter how much you pray. You know, if you're not yielding your will to God and believing God for His will to be done in your life, you're just kind of scattered around, not really concerned about that God even has a purpose for you, a design for you, which I think most Christians do. I think we all kind of feel that. But it's another thing to submit that to God. Some people just have so much tradition in their life, the way they do things, man's traditions and their own traditions. You know, we've all had our own traditions. And sometimes we just do that no matter what, you know. It's just so trained in us, and we just do that, and we're scared to death to do anything else, which tells you something that might be wrong with that. Maybe you might want to consider, you know, asking God about being afraid to move outside your traditions, because if you're bound by fear and tradition and what you're doing, you know, your habits, things, ask God to show you. He'll show you. The loving, kind, gracious Heavenly Father, He's not going to slap you down for asking Him questions, you know, hard questions. He likes you to ask Him hard questions. He really does. Yeah. So just do it. Just do it, man. You're going to love it. It's really awesome. All right. Okay, let's go here. Give me a second. I got all kinds of things going on in the show, as you probably know. All kinds of stuff, all kinds of wonderful stuff go on during the show. Thank you for believing in the Word of God and the Word of the Lord, specifically the prophetic realm. It is so cool to watch God move in the prophetic realm. I just love it. And, you know, I sit there and watch it myself in amazement. You know, of how I just hear the Lord speaking. I don't always know if everything's perfectly right on, you know, and I mean, and honest to God, I just do what I'm hearing, what I hear God telling me, and that's what I did. And we just go from that, and sometimes we find out for sure, you know, God's speaking about that particular thing, sometimes not. Maybe sometimes it could be something about the future. It could be something you know, doing some things. Okay. Yeah, we're really focusing, if you've noticed, on the will of God. I mean, it's just not something I've chosen to talk about. You know, something I choose to do what comes to me, right, as you guys know. And you know, that's what you get. It just kind of comes up out of my spirit, kind of automatically, if you will. So, you know, really get a use of that. And that's just the way it happens around here. Right? So most of you who've been around a while kind of understand, you know, how cool it is to do it like that, right? Some people don't understand that. They struggle with that a little bit. So they're so in the traditional part, they can't even relate to what's going on. They're just so used to everything being totally structured and organized. Now, when they run across something that seems like it's just like, where are they coming from? You know, it's just like it's a deal, man. It's a deal. So we need to pray for them, because we know good and well God wants to bless them, right? He wants to draw them into his presence and, you know, into his will, right? So we need to really pray for those people that they will somehow find their way through their hunger, will find their way, help them find their way through that stuff, right? And they will be blessed. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just believing that they will. Lord, let your hunger just draw them in. Just draw them in, God, in Jesus' name. Draw in those. When they come across us somehow or another, or they hear a testimony about somebody who God touched prophetically, and they're going like, well, I'd like to find out about that. You know, let their curiosity just kill the tradition, and then like, if curiosity kills the cat, right? Let the curiosity of the prophetic kill the traditional, that nullifies the word of God or whatever, you know, you want to say. That, thank you, Jesus, that just let that curiosity draw them in and to the presence and the power of God and the love of Jesus, right? Yeah. And so we thank you, Lord, for all of that, that you're doing that and that it's happening and that you're opening up a new measure of anointing for people. Yeah. So, wow. It's a new measure. New measure. You hear that? Y'all listen to that? That's the Holy Spirit speaking. Because I was like, I'm hearing it come out of my mouth. There's a new measure. Good measure. Press down. Shake it. Run over. Men, give it to your bosom. You know, I don't know if that's their scripture that fits with it, but it's a measure. God is giving a new measure of anointing, a new measure of oil. Maybe it's for the bride, right? You know, we were talking about the wise virgins, and you know, the God is opening up our receiver so that we can receive more. Or the measure, you know, you're hearing that. I mean, the measure. Thank you, Jesus. He's opening up the measure. A greater measure. He's opening up. He's giving a greater measure, something to measure with, you know, something to receive with. Like you've been measuring your stuff, everything you do with a, you know, a 30-fold or maybe a 10-fold cup or whatever, a container. Now you measure everything up by a 60 or 100-fold measure, right? So you start doing everything out of a different measure. And when you enter to the new measure, a new realm, a new place of receiving, and, you know, then you're able to receive more. And the more you can receive, the more you can give, right? The more you got for you, like Peter with the fish. You know, I'm using this a lot because it's a simple thing that most people are aware of. When Jesus told him to pay for your taxes, by going, we need to pay our taxes, he said, go fishing. the first fish you catch is going to have some money in there, man. You're going to take it, you're going to pay your taxes and pay mine. Right? That's just the way God does it. He's opening up he's making your measure, the way you measure. You know, like you used to receive, you know, tenfold, now you're receiving 30-fold, right? So you got a whole, you used to get 10-fold. You gave a certain amount of that to God for his taxes and a certain amount of it for your taxes, right, to pay your 7 days. So you got 5 and 5, let's say. That's an example. 5 and 5 is 10. So you got 5 for you and 5 for God, or whatever. And then you got 30. So now it's like you got 15 for you and 15 for God, or 20 for you and 10 for God. Whatever happened. There's no particular thing happening here. This is just like your measure. Like God is giving a larger measure. Hallelujah. He said, go and measure the temple. Whoa, I don't know what's happening right now, but my God, my spirit man just like got inundated. Hallelujah. Wow. My Lord and my God. Whoo! Wow, what a way to start the night with that, dear Jesus. Y'all feeling that? He's enlarging our measure. A larger measure. It's not just about giving a larger measure. It's about having a receiver that's larger. Right? So you can give to your friend, give to your neighbor, give to your church, give to yourself, take care of your stuff, take care of everything. Right? Yeah. He's enlarging the measure. So you can praise him. So something to praise him with, something to glorify him with. More to praise him about. Hallelujah. He's enlarging your measure. Like when you measure your blessings, you're going like, look, I got a larger measure now. Right. When you do things for God, it's like you're able to give and help people and do things in a larger measure. Hallelujah. In a larger measure. You're measuring the way you measure out everything. The Bible says, given it shall be given unto you good measure. We're not even talking about just one particular thing. It's like when you have more wisdom to give, more people going to listen to you, right? It's like your wisdom becomes more potent. You got your ability to receive a larger measure of wisdom. To receive a larger measure of ability to handle, the fire that's in your life, the larger measure. You see, and then you got some going, man, I got a larger measure. I got something to pray more to praise God about. I got more to praise God about. Hallelujah. God, I just praise you more. You're the God of more than enough. He's more than enough. There's a more than enough thing happening right now. Something's happening in the realm of more than enough. How many that God wants you to have more than enough. And most of us have not lived there. But God's saying, I'm going to bring you to a more than enough. Yeah, aren't you just tired of not having enough? But that's the whole thing Jesus taught, when he was talking to the ministry. He was showing the ministers, not the sheep. He's showing the ministers how to get the spirit of multiplication into God's people. And that is, take the not enough, the 5 loaves, 2 fish, not enough to feed 5,000 men and their families, about 30, 40,000 people, however many it was. Not enough, right? How do you get more than enough and get a bigger measure? You listen up to God. And God, we give you glory because we trust you. We know that you're the creator. You're the multiplier. Hallelujah. Gee, we lift it up. We lift it up. We bless you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, we give thanks, Jesus, for not having enough. Woo! Hallelujah. Something is happening right now, my God. More than enough. So he takes the not enough, a lot less than enough. A whole lot less than enough. It's not near enough. Five loaves, two fish, and a kidney. When he feeds the disciples, he blessed it. He lifted it up to the Father. Gives thanks. We give thanks, God. We don't have enough. We give thanks. We lift it up to you. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. We're not complaining. We're giving you the glory for a bigger story. Hallelujah. Check it. Give me more laughter. Give me more joy. Let me have more. More than enough. More than enough. I lift up what I have and I give you thanks for it. Dear Jesus, I give you thanks for having not enough. I don't have enough to take care of this, but I know what? I know how to get more than enough. I know how to get more than enough. Whoa, Jesus, God Almighty. We turn to the God who is exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think or even imagine. You can't even imagine how big God wants to make. Hallelujah. Oh, Shafida Bukorne Krele Grapato Baloa. Finchneko Panche Pakatala Hole. Pakatala ha ha hole bahole bahole. He's making more room for more joy. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. That's what he's been digging in your life for. That's what you've been going through some suffering because he's digging your hole deep, man. Well, I can't seem to get rid of this thing. It's like a thorn in my flesh. Like everywhere I got. Yeah, because he's digging your hole deeper, man, so he can hold more. Oh, and it's been hard. You wanting to complain about it, right? That's what we all do. Our flesh wants to be like, I've had enough of this, God. I've had enough of this. I don't have enough. And then I've had enough of not having enough, right? And so how did Jesus tell us? He showed the disciples, you see that? We don't have enough. They knew we didn't have enough. They knew. They knew. This is crazy. Send them away, Jesus. Go get some. They go get something somewhere else. He said, no. Jesus said, what if they pass out on the way? I can't have that. They're my sheep. They're sheep. I'm watching over them. I'm their provider. Hallelujah. Oh, and then they handed it to Jesus, going, man, this is crazy. Like this is not enough. And Jesus goes, yeah, I know. I'm going to show you guys. I want to show the ministry. I want to show my apostles. I want to show my disciples who I'm training. I'm training you. You're being trained. You need to watch what I do because what I do, you're going to do. Yeah. When you see me lifting up the bread when it's not enough and giving it to the Father, blessing it and breaking it and giving it out and giving it out and giving it out and giving it out. Hallelujah. That's what gets that blessed thing going. That's what gets that blessing in it. Where it just as it goes out. Hallelujah. As it goes out, as it's released, as it's given forth. Hallelujah. The blessing that's in it causes it to increase and multiply where it ended up being the measure of multiplication. Like, you know, they depending on how much they needed, you know, hundreds of thousands of loaves. They have five. Come on, don't tell me that's not enough. You know about that. That's not enough. That's not near enough. It's like you and I. We haven't got near enough. God, I just take it. I look it up to you. I give you thanks. Yeah, it's not enough. I know. Doesn't make any sense. We're going to believe you to go. And listen to this. We're going to believe you, God, to go from not near enough to more than enough. Hallelujah. To more than enough. Jesus, we bless it. We break it. We give it out. He said, this is the way you do, apostles. This is Bible school training. This is how you get your finances going. This is how you get things multiplied, is that you lift it to the Father when you don't have enough or whatever you got, and you bless it in the Father's presence, and you give it out. You give it to my people. Give it to the sheep. And when you give it to the sheep, it's going to come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, are the men that are eating the food you're giving. They're going to give you when you go back to pick up what's left because you're kind of cleaning up. You got more than enough. Hallelujah. More than enough. My God, my God, my God, who we trusted, the world? Are we looking at everything according to the financial realm? Are we looking at our God? Hallelujah. Seconde paraha. Oh, it's like, hey, we're learning his ways. What are his ways? We take not enough and we give it to the Father and we trust, we bless it, we break, we don't come, we go, oh God, this ain't enough. And then we say, God, we know this ain't, we're honest about it. We go, this ain't enough, you know it. And we need to feed some people. We need to take care of some business. We need to pay our taxes. We want to help some people, Jesus. We just bless. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you glory. The God who's our God is more than enough. And because he's more than enough, when you trust him, when you give to him, when you offer to him, when you bless him, when you give your life to him, when you don't have enough wisdom, you don't have enough understanding, you don't have enough of whatever it is, you ain't got enough of it. Everybody else has got more than you. But God sets you up with not enough so you can learn how to make it into more than enough by giving it to God, not complaining about it. Yeah, saying this ain't enough. You know it's not enough, but I give you thanks, oh God, because you are the God who is more than enough. Woo! And I bless you, and I thank you, God. And I give it my life away. I'm not selling myself. I'm not a whore. I'm not a prostitute. I'm not a... I give my life away. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I give, I give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away. I give my love away. I don't sell my love. That's what a whore does. She sells love. Miserable, misery, horrible. Who wants that life? No, let's give. Oh, my God. Giving, 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 giving. What does that do? Your measure gets bigger. And then you start receiving more. Hallelujah. More understanding, more wisdom, more compassion, more patience, more tenderness, more mercies. Pretty soon you're so full of it. You're so full of God. You're so full of mercies. People are going, what happened to you? You're like an idiot. You're just like, nothing bothers you. Nothing messes with you. Like you didn't have enough, and now you got more than enough. How did you do that? Because I serve a God, friend, who's more than enough. It's not about what I do or don't have. It's about who I have. It's about who I'm with. It's about who I know. And I know that I know that I know that my God is more than enough. And because I fellowship with him and I eat of him spiritually, emotionally, mentally, I eat of more than enough. I drink of more than enough. So all I got to do is learn how to get that more than enough drink and eat from Jesus, from God, when I fellowship with him, knowing that he's more than enough. When I fellowship with him, I know he's more than enough. I don't come to God going, well, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to give me enough or not, God. I don't know if you got enough out there. You got it? I don't know. No, we come to God and know that he is. He is. God is. Hebrews 11:6. God is. You gotta know that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently. The more diligent you seek him, the more diligent you seek him, the larger your measure gets. The more measure you receive, the more measure you're able to give. You get more wisdom, you give more wisdom. You get more knowledge, you give more knowledge. You get more mercy and grace, you get more healing virtue flowing through you. You tap into that measure where it doesn't flow through with a little bitty pencil type of a tube, it turns into this this huge pipe where the glory of God just pours through it. Why? Because you've enlarged your measure of believing God. You know who your God is. You eat of him and drink of him. If you're eating of Jesus, if you're drinking of Jesus, if you're eating of some other God, it's not going to be more. It's not going to be enough. But our God created all this stuff. He knows how to make it. And he wants to teach you how to make it. He don't want to just teach you how to just receive it and get it. He wants to teach you how to make it. He wants to teach you how to multiply it. Hallelujah. You want mercy? Give it away. Woo, you know some people need some. I know a lot of people need mercy. I give mercy to people. Yeah, I don't think I do it enough. God, give me, I give it. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Dear God, my dear Jesus, my dear Jesus. Whoo! Hallelujah. My God. Sometimes he lets you get down to not enough, and he barely making it. You have the same amount of money coming in, and all of a sudden it's like, what happened? Now I had the same amount of money. I used to have plenty enough. Now I don't have enough. What's up? Well, I'm not saying the devil. I'm not saying God. I don't know what happened exactly, but it don't matter because God has allowed it so that he can show you how to increase and multiply the little you have that's not enough. When you give, you don't give to people. Oh, I gave to so-and-so. They didn't give me nothing back. Well, that's because you're wanting your reward from people. If you want your reward from people, then you need to say, I don't want no reward. I'm not doing it for reward. Yeah, you're not doing it for reward for people. You're doing it for reward from God. If you're doing it to get rewarded from the people that you're giving to, I'm not saying the people that you're working for. You're working for them. They're going to pay you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where you give at. You give your life, you give your time, you give your prayers. You give it to the people, you expecting the people to give back to you? That's wrong. You're going to come up dry. You're going to come up not enough. Don't expect the people that you're giving to, and don't expect them to be the ones that give back to you. It may happen, but give to God and let God be the one who rewards you. He is the rewarder, not the people, not the person. Even on your job, when you get paid for your job, give more than what you're getting paid for. You're getting paid $20 an hour, give them $25 an hour worth. Give it to God. Don't give it to them. I've been giving them since Brother Chandler told me to give. Instead, I'm getting $25 an hour. Now I've been giving like $25 an hour worth, and they still haven't given me a raise yet. Well, I understand. Well, stop doing it for them. Stop expecting it from them. Don't expect it from people. It says that if you want to get it, Hebrews 11:6 talks about it. God, if you believe that God is, you must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And when we do what he says and give that $25 an hour for getting a $25 paycheck, $20 paycheck, $25 an hour worth of time, we're not expecting. God may just say, you're going to get the same amount of money the rest of your life on that job. But guess what? I'm going to bring it in from other sources. I'm going to bring it in. I'm the rewarder. Cut the ties with people, man. Woo! Hallelujah. Cut the ties. God, just say it with me tonight, right now. God, I cut the ties of expecting people. I know when I go to work and they tell me they can hire me for $20 an hour, that $20 an hour, I expect them that. That's a covenant we got. But when I'm giving $25 an hour worth of my time, which is $5 an hour, more than they're paying me, and you're so God, just say God, forgive me for trying to get my reward from the people that I'm given to, that I'm given extra to, that I'm given blessed. God, help me to cut loose of that tonight in Jesus' name, and just trust you because I'm lifting this up to you. This is not enough. I'm lifting it up to you, God. I'm trusting you to reward me. Hallelujah. I'm not looking to those people. I'm not obligating. I'm not there selling myself. I'm there giving myself. That is the extra $5 an hour. You're getting paid 20, you're giving 5. You're not selling them that 5, expecting them to pay you something for it. No, you're giving it as unto the Lord to be, because you're learning how to get the increase, learning how to get the multiplication realm going in your life. Hallelujah! That's why Jesus taught the ministry. He said, "You want to take care of your ministry. And you don't have enough. Well, don't just try to get it from the people and sell to the people and try to get the people to do more. No, give it to the Father. Trust him like Jesus did. Blessed it and broke it, and gave it away. And when he gave it away, that's what got that in there. He wasn't expecting something back from the people." The people didn't bring 12 baskets full back. They wasn't the people. Yeah, the people handed it to them because that's just like when you go to a place and you're eating there for free, right? You know, when you've had enough and there's still some food left on it, they say, "Is that, have you had all you want, sir?" Yes, I had. Or, you don't want any more of this? No, I've had plenty. I'm overloaded. I said, okay, we're gonna go back, put it back in the kitchen. Thank you. And the people didn't give that back, and it multiplied through giving it out and trusting God. And when you trust God to be the rewarder, then they came back with 12 baskets full of wine. The people couldn't multiply nothing. We got to quit expecting people to multiply things. We plant, we water, and let God give that increase. Let God give that multiplication. Let God turn that thing into blessing. But trusting God for everything. Your source is God. He's the one who's exceedingly abundant above all you could ask or think or imagine. He's the one who's the creator. Lord, help us to do it, Jesus. Teach us, show us how to do it in every area of our lives. Every area of our lives, from our families to our wives, to our husbands, to our children, to our businesses, to our jobs, to the people that we are around, our families, who sometimes are rude and ugly. Teach us how to be kind and merciful to them who are just rude and ugly. And not expect them to be nice to you. Well, they weren't nice. I was nice to them. I was really nice. They were ugly, and I was really nice to them. And they weren't nice. They're still not nice. Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't expect them to be nice to you. Expect God to be nice to you. That's what you're tapping into. It's God, not people. You look to people. People are gonna they're gonna mistreat you. They're gonna disappoint you. It's gonna happen. People are people. I'm a people, you're a people. We'll disappoint each other sometimes. Get your eye. That's what happens to people. They get their eyes on people. I've done it. I still do it sometimes. Get eyes on people. And people disappoint you. Well, I did this to them. I laid my life. You know what they did? Nothing. This is what ministries do all the time. That's why Jesus was trying to teach the ministries. Say, hey, I'm going to teach you something here powerful. Give. And it shall be given back to you by the Father. Don't try to pull and molest and rape the people. Always pulling on them for something. Pull on God. Give to the people and pull on God. Give it to God, and God will get that multiplication increase in there. And somehow, some way, it's going to come back to you. Good measure, pressed down. Shaken together. In other words, it's a real measure. It's not just some fluffed up job. It's packed in there, baby. It's running over. It's so much, you're dropping it as you're walking out the door. It's so much. The birds are eating it. People are following you. Hey, when he goes somewhere, man, we got following because he has overflow. He got overflow. Yeah. Going out everywhere. Yeah. Hey, man, this isn't an obligating of people. We got to stop obligating people. I know some of us, we obligate people all the time. Oh, yeah, I did it for you. You do it for me. The husband and wife thing, you want to bring strife into a marriage? You start that stuff out. And we've all done it. I've done it. We've all done it. Sometimes we're trained to do it. We think it's right, but it's not. When you give love, you give love. You don't sell it. You don't obligate with it. You don't use it to manipulate and control. You give it. And then you trust God. If that husband or wife or children are not going to give it back to you, trust God to give it back to you. He will do it. He will bless you abundantly. You'll have so much love going on, and your family may not be giving love back to you, but you know what, friend? God will give it back to you one way or the other. It'll be awesome. Your prayer life will be powerful. They'll be saying like, oh, my God, how come mom spends so much time in the prayer closet? Coming out looking good, coming out looking joyful, coming out looking peaceful, coming out looking like, and the more peaceful she is, the more rude we are. And the more rude we are, the more peaceful she gets, because she just keeps on giving us peace and kind, you know, love and compassion. And then what's going on with that? And pretty soon, friend, it's going to break. You know why? Because you're not obligating them. I'm nice to you. You owe me. Right? Come on. Talk to me. Tell me something over there. This is human beings. This is us. I'm not talking about the bad people next door or down the street or that other religion. I'm talking about us, human beings. Got to quit pointing our finger at everybody else and take the log out of our eye. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what God's talking about, right? That's what he's talking about. You know what he's trying to do tonight? I mean, I could tell by the way this show started, man, something was going on. When he starts saying measure, increasing our measure. I mean, that was the Holy Ghost. That wasn't Randy. I had not none of that was pre-planned. That just came out of me. I heard myself saying, "Going, dear God, what?" I heard that. I hear it just like you hear it for the first time, some of it. And then I repeat it 100 times. I know. You know why? Because I'm breaking it until I'm chewing it again until I'm driving everybody crazy. Why does he say it over and over again so many times? What's up with him? Exactly, because you know what? I know the principle of chewing the cud. A cow chews it, gets a lot of nutrients out of it, swallows it, spits it right back up, chews it again, and that's what I do. I chew it, swallow it, go on. People say, oh, he swallowed it. He finally swallowed it. No, oh, there it comes again. He spit it back up. He's chewing it again. He's talking about it again. Woo! Yeah. That's a God principle, man. Now, maybe I could be better at it. Maybe I could do better at it. I don't know how I could do it better. I'm going to learn. But that's what's happening. I know the ways of God, bro, sister. I want to be blessed, and I want God to be my source. That's why I give everything away. I don't give it away just because God. Now I understand what's going on. Hey, I'm doing it because I understand how to get the increase going on. I'm not just, if the people don't help you or any brother Terry, you think you can go down? No, I don't. No, I'm not going down if the people don't help me because God will use somebody else to help me. I mean, they do. We have an abundance. People who love what we do. I mean, for the most part, it's awesome, man. Golly. The measure that we have going on here with the small amount of people, that's the testimony of itself. I don't look at how many people we got. I look to God. I'm looking to God. And sometimes when I quit looking to God and I start looking to people, I get miserable. I get cranky. I start getting irritable. I start wanting to preach messages I shouldn't be preaching. And God says, what are you doing, Randy? Get your eyes back on me. I'm going, oh, yeah, sorry, Lord. Sorry, I messed that up. I did. Sorry. God, forgive me. But some, that's why preachers do that, friend. They get their eyes on the people. They expect the people. Well, I've been preaching good messages. You should be really helping me out. It's an obligation thing between man and man. But do not be a man pleaser. All right? I'm talking to Randy Chandler. Yeah. Hallelujah. I want the spirit of increase from God, not from people. Right? People do what they can. It's wonderful, and thank God for what they can. But you know what? I mean, you got your eyes on God. If something don't happen and people aren't able to help do something, whatever, God will bring something in somewhere else. Why? And you don't lose your joy and you don't get bitter and angry. If you got your eyes on God, God's your source, not people, not your job. I've been giving them $25 an hour worth of labor. Just like Brother Chandler said, you know what? They're still not blessing me more. I don't know how to raise. Oh, bless your heart. I'd be upset too, man. But guess what? We need to change. We need to change. Start thinking different. We need to start thinking different. I'm telling you. God's going to help us. I need help thinking different all the time. I need all the help I get. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm preaching to the choir tonight. Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, Brother Chandler, he's so holy. He's such a prophet of God. Woo! I tell you, man, seriously. I'm trusting God. Like, oh, my God. Dear Jesus. Help me get my eyes off people, God. Help me. I need like the help. Help me. Yeah. Help me. Praise you, Jesus, for helping me. And then I become an example of how I don't put my eyes on people. Keep my eyes on God. Does that mean I don't do it sometimes? No, I do. I keep my eyes on people sometimes. As soon as I do, I start getting bitter. Instead of better, I start getting cranky. I start getting, start feeling like that misery and emptiness. It's not exactly, the thing that you want to have in your life. No, it isn't. Y'all know what I'm talking about. sometimes. You do the same thing, probably. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you don't. Either way, let's just not judge each other, and let's just, yeah, ask God to help us. Lord, just stay with me. Lord, help me tonight. Let's take communion tonight about that. Lord, help me to increase and multiply. Show me how to not get my eyes on people, because it's so easy to do. Why do you think the Bible says we're not wrestling against flesh and blood? Why do you think he says that? Because nobody has a problem with that? No, everybody thinks we're wrestling. Well, you know, I mean, I've said that many times. God, are you sure you got that right? Because, man, it sure seems like that person's, you know, seems like that person is either the devil or something, because, my God. He said, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Keep your eyes on me, Randy. Yeah, the devil's using, if you keep your eyes on me, if you submit to me, submit to God, then when you resist the devil, you're not resisting the person, you're not resisting the demon even on the person. You're submitted to me, you're trusting me, you're not blaming the person, you're submitted to God, then you resist that devil and he will flee, or she will flee, or whatever it is, maybe he, I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Amen? Anybody hear me? Woo! Hallelujah. Tonight, man, just started off like hot. I go, my God, that was amazing. Amazing to me. You know, and I'm sitting on my end like, you know, what are we going to get in tonight? How much better can it get? How much greater revelation can we get, God? I mean, it's like, wow, you're just feeding us. You're taking care of us. It's just amazing. I don't even know how it works. Like, how the disciples think, how's this bread multiplying? I can't figure it out. Exactly. He can't figure it out. Don't even try. Just keep trusting God. You don't get bitter over people. People are going to make you bitter. They will make you bitter. You start thinking flesh and blood. You're wrestling against flesh and blood. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you saw. I quote that scripture every day, Brother Chandler. I don't care how many times you quote it. Are you doing it? Right? That's what we're looking at. Are you wrestling with people? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood for the things of God, for the breakthroughs, for the, you know. No, we're against principalities and powers. Jesus understood. He told Peter, he said, get behind me, Satan. But he wasn't really talking. But he knew who was influencing him. He knew he wasn't wrestling against flesh and blood. But sure seems like it, doesn't it? And that's the trick. That's the thing where the enemy gets us. It's where we wrestle against flesh and blood and don't even know we're doing it. And we start getting bitter. We start getting angry. We start getting frustrated. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Let's lift up the bread right now. Take the bread. Let's do this. Go ahead and just move right into that, if you would. Take our scriptures. 1 Corinthians 11. If y'all have your, I'm going to give you just a minute if you don't have it ready. Okay. I'll give you just a minute. Give myself a minute. Yeah. First Corinthians 11. We're gonna deal with this tonight. God's gonna help us all. We're all gonna pray it. I'm gonna pray it. We're all gonna believe God. I'm gonna get my eyes off people, right? If I have my eyes on one person, it doesn't matter. If you're wrestling against one person, if your situation and your enemy is that one person, then you got your eyes on the wrong thing, right? So we need God to help us. God, you know, I'm having a problem with this. You know? Yeah. The Lord, we just lift up the bread. Paul the Apostle said, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, I receive from the Lord. Oh, wow, watch this. Oh, my God. Which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, y'all see that? He lifted the bread on the same night in which he was betrayed. He took the bread. When he'd given thanks after being, the same night he's being betrayed by a human being, he wasn't wrestling against flesh and blood. He knew that the higher powers, even God Almighty, was allowing Satan to enter in to Judas. He knew that it was the higher power. The higher power. I'm talking about God, and then the lower power beyond that is the devil. But it was the high. It was supernatural. It was principalities and powers that was allowing this whole thing go. He knew Judas wasn't. He's like Judas. I'm not holding Judas accountable for that. I'm not wrestling against him. Because he's doing what's been prophesied of him to do. Sad as it is, pray to God none of us are ever going to be that person. But he wouldn't look at him as flesh and blood. Lord, tonight, we don't look at our betrayers. He called Judas his friend in Gethsemane. And he'd just taken communion. He'd just broken bread. So we take and we eat the body. He said, Jesus says, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. What are you going to remember? Everything he taught us, how to multiply the bread, how to know that Judas, nobody even knew that Judas was the enemy. Nobody even knew that Judas was going to be used to betray him. Nobody even knew that. Why do you think nobody even knew that? There was never a hint from Jesus until the supper when John, the beloved, asked him, who is it, Lord? He just said, well, that's the one I'm going to give this bread to and the cup to. That's him. And they go, Judas? Like, that's the first time Jesus had known it all along from the day he chose him that he was going to. Nobody ever even knew because Jesus never even gave him a hint. Why? Because he wasn't looking at Judas as like, he knew it was principalities and powers. And principalities and powers are not just demons, right? Principalities and powers. The powers of God, the prince of all powers is God Almighty, and everything is under him, even in the supernatural realm. And then we have the human realm. If you're wrestling against your Judas tonight, stop doing it. Take the bread. We lift it up, Jesus, and we bless it, and we break it, and we give you thanks for it. Increase and multiply our compassion. Increase and multiply our forgiveness. Increase and multiply our wisdom. Increase and multiply our ability to understand that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, and to let go of wrestling with them and know that something bigger. Joseph himself said, what Satan, principality and power, meant for evil, God, the highest level of principality and power, meant it for good. Satan meant it for evil, principality and power. I'm not holding you accountable, brothers. Principality and power, Satan was trying to do something, make it evil. And God Almighty, the highest power of all, was working something for your benefit and for mine. You are forgiven. I haven't held it against you since the day I saw that. Lord, we lift the bread, we bless it, and we eat it. In Jesus' name, we remember Joseph. We remember Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we let go of our Judases. We let go of them. We're not wrestling against them, God. We acknowledge who we're wrestling against, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. We can call them friend and mean it. We lift up the cup. Oh, we're going to drink the blood. Take. In the same manner he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Remember everything I've done and taught you in Jesus, we drink. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I pray for every person and mainly myself tonight, God, that if I'm wrestling with them, God, I let go of wrestling with them. And let me wrestle with the angel that's going to bring my blessing. Let me wrestle with the angel that's going to bring my blessing. Because I know the principalities and powers, God is the highest of all authority and power. That's where my blessing is going to come from. And I want to wrestle for that. Not fight him. Not fighting God. Wrestling with God for my blessing. I want my blessing. Yeah, I'm not wrestling with people. I'm not going to wrestle with people. He came in the form of a man, but he wasn't a man. He was an angel. God, I choose to quit wrestling with my wife, with my husband, with my enemies, with my exes, boxes, ex-bosses,
ex-husbands and wives, ex-whatever they are, ex-friends. I quit wrestling with them in my mind, and I give them to you, Jesus, as I eat on the very same night that Jesus was betrayed. He took this bread. Hallelujah. He gave thanks. And I'm not wrestling with flesh and blood. No. No. God is up to something, and I'm yielding to God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. God, I put myself into your hands tonight in a way that I never have. Glory to Jesus. Whoo! You talking about enlarging our measure tonight. Y'all see that? I mean, how special are we? I think we're all special. I think PGN's is special. How special are we that God is speaking this to us tonight, man? Everyday, ordinary, well, you know what I'm going to say. Yeah, everyday, ordinary people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you the glory. We are not going to hold and wrestle people. We're wrestling the angel of God for the blessing. That's what we're doing. That's what we're wrestling. Hallelujah. Who wants the blessing of a person? We want the blessing of God. We get the blessing of God, the blessing of people will come. If we don't need their blessing, you know, they're not our source, right? Whatever. God is our source. Hallelujah. God is our source. That's what keeps us from getting bitter. That's what keeps us from getting frustrated, getting sick, and dying young. Go to heaven early. I don't want to go to heaven. I can't wait to go to heaven. You're going to go to heaven early. You know, I don't want to go to heaven early. I don't want to go to heaven at all. I want Jesus to bring heaven down here. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, I entered into heaven when I got born again as far as spiritually. The day I got right with God. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. The day I was born again, God delivered me from my sin. Glory came down and glory filled my soul. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Once I was born again, I got freed from my sin. Glory came down and glory filled my soul. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Woo! Hallelujah. My Lord and my God. Yeah. Woo-ah. Dear Jesus. Let me look up that song. Heaven came down. All right, we may go to singing a little bit more. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. All right, let me see if I can find the lyrics to that. Yeah, what a wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. As heaven came down in glory, filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. I don't know how it goes. My sins were washed away. My night and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul. Yeah. Wow. I'll take some of that. Amen. Jesus, we just flood the airways with your glory. We just flood the airways where your people are listening. I'm listening by phone. I'm listening by computer. I'm listening by other means. We thank you, Jesus. You're just flooding them with your joy. You're showing us how to multiply. And you're showing us how to get our eyes on wrestling with God for the blessing instead of wrestling with people, trying to out-wrestle them. I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood, woo, but with principalities. You know, and it's not just wrestling. We look at that scripture, I think, for the most part. We talked about this a while back about principalities and powers. You know, we're wrestling with our will, with the will of God. Right? Jacob wrestled with the angel. He wasn't wrestling with a demon. He was wrestling with an angel, for God's sake. So when we talk about wrestling, we're not just talking about wrestling with demons, right? We're wrestling with the will of God being done. You know, people are not going to get the will of God done for you. Only God's going to do that, and only devil can hinder it. What Satan meant for evil, God meant it for good, right? Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. My night was filled today when you wiped my sins away. Heaven came down and glory, glory filled my soul. I don't have to wait to go to heaven and get the glory. Yeah, heaven's a real place. Yeah, but heaven's a storage thing, friend. It stores your spirit and your soul. That's why it's a storage thing. It is the most amazing, amazing storage tank ever, but it's a storage tank. You're not going to be whole until you get down out of heaven, until the resurrection, you know? The resurrection, your body is going to meet your spirit, your soul, and then you're going to be whole. Heaven came down, and my spirit and soul, my body made, then I became whole. That's how I became whole. Yeah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kira Hosaka Maande. Faroha. Faroha Marejo. We can pray for little London. I got a picture of her from Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia. Please pray for London. She is home, but she has been hurting. Oh, bless her little heart. She's 7 years old. Now, this was taken at the hospital yesterday. Oh, bless her heart. Dear Jesus. Lord, we just pray. We just take this picture tonight. We just send blessing to her, God. A little heart. Bless her little heart. Bless her little tonsils. Thank you, God, that all this is going to help her do better. She's going to do better. She's going to be happier. She's going to be more blessed. In Jesus' name. Touch her, Jesus. Lord, and I pray tonight, God, as you help us, as you show us, open our eyes, God, open our heart, show us if we're wrestling with flesh and blood. We're just wasting our time, right? Let's trust God with those people. Trusted God with Peter. Peter turned out good. Trusted God with Judas. He didn't get bitter over Judas. You know, but Satan probably tried to use Judas to make Jesus bitter, you know. He betrayed him. But Jesus understood what was going on. If you know what's going on, if you're a child of the day, you're not going to be caught too much with stuff unawares. You're going to be aware of stuff. Even if you're not intellectually totally aware of it, you're going to be spiritually aware of it. Maybe your mind doesn't know yet, but your spirit man knows. And when something happens to you that tries to devastate you, your spirit man goes, yeah, I tried to tell you, you know, something was coming. And to be ready, because we're going to make it through it, but it's going to be difficult. I'm going, no, that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to be fine. But yeah, you're going to be fine. It's not about not being fine. But it doesn't knock us on our kibuchi too bad. Right? We start wrestling against flesh and blood. Why did they do this to me? Why, you know, I mean, the whole thing that, I mean, I told you guys about something that happened to me, you know, 2 years ago that snuck up on me. I began to be bitter about it. Didn't even know it. It just caught me by surprise. Just a couple of years ago, I talked about that, maybe less than 2 years. It can happen. Amen. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Trust God to replace the enemy's using somebody to rob you with or whatever. let him bring it back to you in another way. Don't get your eyes on what they're doing and what they're taking and what's been robbed or what's been stolen or whatever, right? You know, you can't stop it. But maybe God's trying to say, hey, trust me. I'm allowing you to not have enough, you know, so you can trust me how to start multiplying increase and get in and learn that. And once you learn that, then I'll give it all back and more, and you'll be walking in more than you've ever walked in your life. Because you learned, you went through the time of trouble, you learned how to multiply and increase because you didn't have enough, just like Jesus didn't have enough. We always think, oh, Jesus had enough of everything. No, he didn't. He never did. He took what he had, blessed it, broke it, gave it to the Father, and he learned how to, he knew how to work it through fellowship with his daddy. Hallelujah. Isn't that cool, man? I just love this stuff. God, teach us how to do it. Teach us how to do it, Jesus. Teach us how to do that. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us, oh Lord. We need to be taught. We need to learn. We need to grow. God, help me grow. Help me learn, Jesus. Help me know that I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood. I never want flesh and blood to wreak the judgment of God, or the wrath of God, I should say. And this, you know, I don't want to wrestle with people. I leave that all in the hands of God. All right? I believe good for them because they're not my problem. The devil may be using them for now, but they are not my problem. Yeah, we're going to pray for Pat. Angela Lanham wanted to pray for Pat. Yeah, we just pray for Pat right now, God. We thank you, Jesus. Before we get ready to pray, we're offerings. I guess we can do that now. We just thank you, Lord, for Pat, God. We thank you for touching her, God. We thank you for opening her heart to, you know, how to tap into the glory of God. We can be saved and love God with all of our heart and not know how the ways of God work. God, teach Pat your ways in a way she's never learned. New ways. The way of God never ends. Learning the ways of God never stops. I know about all the ways of God. I'm going like, yeah, you do? You know all the ways of God? Wow. Man, I got to hang around you for a while and see how those ways work. That'd be awesome. Nobody knows all the ways of God. Nobody does. Not me. You know, Jesus didn't even know when he was coming back. Now, he knew the ways of God, but he might not know when he was coming back. I guess that's a completely different thing. But anyway, there we go. Well, bless Pat, God. Bless Pat. Touch Pat, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Increase and multiply, God. Teach us how to increase and multiply healing in our bodies. We need healing in our bodies. How to get that multiplied and increased. How to take the little bit of healing we've had, you know, or the scriptures of healing that we've had and break it, bless it, and let it touch our bodies, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. How to eat the bread and drink the drink of Jesus for our healing, for our salvation, for our provision. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's pray over offerings tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for your love. Thanks for giving to PGN. Thanks for helping us, you know, just do whatever God tells us to do. We work on it. We're believing God. We're not going to wrestle with people. And, you know, people try to get you in a wrestling match with them, right? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I cannot wrestle you. Well, I don't want to wrestle you, man. I don't want to wrestle you. I'm not going to get caught up into wrestling with people. Jesus, just help me. Help me. I'm telling you, friend, we could talk about this all day long and still go out and do it. We need Jesus to help us open our eyes, how we're doing it, where we're doing it, when we're doing it, so that we can stop. We catch ourselves. Oh, God, I did it again. I'm wrestling with flesh and blood. In my mind, I'm wrestling with flesh and blood. Well, you're going to need more than luck to win that because it ain't going to happen. The purpose of wrestling with people instead of flesh and blood is to get you caught up into, you know, get your eyes off Jesus. Amen? Every time I wrestle flesh and blood, it's always about getting my eyes off Jesus, and then I start sinking right away. I mean, man, I go down faster sometimes than others, man. I mean, you know, dear God, help me, Jesus. Heaven came down in glory. I like that song. Filled my soul. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I once was on my way to hell, and then now I'm not. I want to tell everybody. because Jesus came in and he delivered me from my sin, and he still does it all the time. Oh, he washed my sins away, and all the people that hurt me and trying to get me to stay in that place, I just said no more. I'm opening up the door and forgiving so I can be living. Yeah, not wrestling with flesh and blood and rolling around in that crud. No. Heaven come down and glory fills my soul and makes me whole. Amen, man. I'm telling y'all, I'm getting off on this. I'm like blasting off like a rocket. Like Davy Crockett. I start getting loaded, y'all. Seriously, this stuff, I get loaded with this stuff. I mean to tell you, I get loaded. I do. Yes, sirree. Will heaven come down and glory fills my soul, whoa, and makes me whole. But when I get my eyes on people and start wrestling with them, then it all gets messed up. And I end up really messed up myself. Yes, I do. Y'all can tell I'm not a songwriter, right? I'm really not a songwriter at all. But I like to act like it. I really do. How about you? Just start singing to Jesus more. Amen. I know you. Some of you have already do that, right? Well, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Heaven came down, oh, don't you know, and filled my soul. I was connected to heaven right then, man. Not when I go there when I die. I'm claiming I'm not going to die. I mean, I'm hoping that I make it to, you know, watching Jesus split the heavens open and, you know, I get caught up to him for a little bit there, and we kind of do our thing and come back down to the earth and like, oh, that was fast. Yeah. Or however it all works. Something like that. Hallelujah. I'm just happy. I'm just happy. I'm happy, man. I'm getting happy. You don't want to be happy? Give your life away. Stay happy. I guarantee it. Even when you got things to be miserable about, it's like somehow it just makes you crazy and you get happy about it. Like, you know, how can you not get upset with those people? Well, I was upset with them. I was wrestling with them, but I decided I'm not going to wrestle with flesh and blood. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. It takes the power of God to keep from wrestling with people, y'all. Amen. Don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Because I know you do. When you get mad at me, you want to wrestle with me, I ain't going to wrestle with you. I'm not very good at wrestling. I'm not good at boxing either, but hallelujah. Well, heaven came down in glory, filled my soul. Whoa. I once was a really bad boy. Now I'm one of God's toys. We like to play. Yes. I'm going to stay. All right, I'm going to try to move on and stop the craziness. Yeah, I am. All right, we're about ready to pray for people, pray for offerings tonight. Thank you for, you know, being a part of this. You know, thank God. We're all learning together. We're growing.
It's like we got Jesus as our teacher. He helps us. And if I can keep getting it right by the grace of God, we'll just keep learning his ways. And we'll, before you know it, we're going to be grown. We're not going to have any spots. As I get older, I get spots, you know, little brown spots here and there. Spots, wrinkles, blemishes. Yeah. Can you imagine the bride being with a spot, wrinkle, and blemish? I'm claiming that one. Hey, man, we know that means spiritually, but I'll take it any way I can get it. Hallelujah. My sins are washed away. Thank God he helped me and now I can stay. Hey, the relationship with him. I'm not wrestling with anybody else. No, I'm not. All right. Wrestle with the angel? Yeah. Wrestle with the people that are whatever to you? Forget it. They're not going to be able to bless you. All right, Jayla, $1.11. Thank you, Jayla. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla tonight. God, we thank you, God, for showing how to take that 111 and turn it into heaven. Blessing it, multiply it with heaven, the heavenly realm. When we store up what we do unto God, when what we give that $1.11, we're giving it to you, God. You can take that $1.11 and you can make it give us more than enough. Hallelujah. More wisdom, more understanding, more revelation, more authority, that to tap into the authority at higher levels in Jesus' name and understanding the authority and how it works. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be your holy name over Jayla tonight, God. Blessed be your holy name. You show her your name. Your name is above all names. So that's when we know his name. Yeah, no problem with anything. If we apply his name to it, his name is above every name, even the names of people who are messing with us, not messing with us, whatever. Yeah. God, we give it to you. We seek first the kingdom of God and his name. That is above all names. Hallelujah, Jesus. Reveal your name to her, God. Write your name upon her. Let her see that you already have your name written on her. Just let her see it. Let it be revealed to her. She will know that she belongs to you, Jesus. And when we really know that, we know God's provision in every fashion and form that we need. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. Tanisha 335. Thank you, Tanisha. And we just bless God. We thank you, Lord, for that, for the revelation tonight that you're giving us, God, on how to multiply, how to increase, how to get our eyes off people and things. And you have to constantly be watching for that because the storms, just like with Peter, the storm was raging so loud. It was probably a high-pitched roar, man, like everything to get his attention off of Jesus, everything. Everything to get his eyes off, Lord. Lord, I thank you that it takes supernatural focus to keep our eyes on you and not get our eyes on people, not get our eyes on things, not get our eyes on stuff. Dear God, and I thank you that you've given her eyes to see and ears to hear. She is blessed and favored, God, because she's walking with you and talking with you and living with you, God. She is highly favored in Jesus' name. Blessed above all. Hallelujah. God's going to bless you above all your family so you can be, an example of how God does it. So when they're going through stuff, they're going to, well, how did Tanisha do it? Yeah. Well, they're going to look. She's going to hear her say, so this is how God did it. How to live everyday life with Jesus. That's what most people are looking for. Look for that daily bread. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray for David, $5 for David, for Bianca's husband. She said, Bianca says, Randy, I'm sending $5, but it's for my husband. It's not me. It's for my husband. I go, oh, awesome. Thank you, Lord. Just give him strength, God. Give him your glory, God. Show him your glory. Hallelujah. What the hell, my. People say, God didn't share his glory with anybody. What?
what that means is he didn't, you know, nobody can do anything but God as far as getting something done, you know, create, do, and work. You know, only God can do that. But he gives his glory to us. He gives his anointing to us to strengthen us, to empower us, hallelujah, to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to talk the right talk, come in agreement, not just talking, not flapping with our mouth, but flapping from our heart, talking from our heart, the word of God, the spirit of God, to break the spirit of fear, to enter into the spirit of provision from the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let it be done, God, right now by the power of God. Hallelujah. Open up the divine appointments, God, in Jesus' name. Divine appointments, Jesus. Help him to humble himself, God, and learn of you. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless him. Bless his finances. Bless his money, God. Bless him. Show him how to give to you. How to like he's doing tonight. Show him how to bless you, God, and trust you and get his eyes off people, what people do and don't do. That you're the only one that can really satisfy us. Hallelujah, Jesus, for David. Amen. Bless him. All right, LaShun, $5. Thank you, LaShun. LaShun does shows for us on here on PGN and dedicated to God and loves the Lord. She had a vision, or I think it's vision or dream just recently, and I've been asking her about it. So I think maybe she's talking about it on her show. I don't know. On Friday, she might talk about it. It sounds like a pretty interesting revelation. You might jump in there Friday and listen to that. I think it's fresh, kind of like a warning. I don't understand it all. Yes, she shared some of it with me, but I don't understand it all myself personally. But might check it out. And anyway, so bless her, Jesus. Thank you for the $5, Shun. Thank you, Jesus, for the Shun. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for helping her understand the things you give her, that she won't just automatically think she already knows what it is, right? And I don't think she does that. But, you know, some people think, we get one level of understanding. We thank you, Lord, for the full measure. Talking about the full God is enlarging our measure. Lord, give her a larger measure of understanding of the things you're showing her, God. Hallelujah. Because you know what? We chew the cud. That means we can eat it once. We can chew on it once a little bit and get a lot out of it. And then we swallow it. And then, here it comes again. We chew it again. Let her chew it again and again and again and again until she gets every bit of what you want to talk to her about in that, God, so she can help your people. In the name of Jesus, bless her, God. Fulfill her, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people. Thank you, Lord, for healing your people. Thank you for touching your people. Thank you for revealing Jesus to your people, Father. When we see Jesus, we see the Father. Oh, that's when Jesus was, when Peter was seeing Jesus the way he really was, what he was seeing was the Father. The Jesus was in the exact image of the Father. Exact image. Nothing was different from him and the Father. Then when you see me, Andrea, talking to you, Andrea, when you see me, you see the Father. Hallelujah. That you give her revelation of you, Jesus. And when she sees Jesus, when she gets revelation of Christ, she sees the Father. Hallelujah. Show her the Father, God. Show her the Father like never before. Show her the Father. The Father knows, you know, there's only one thing I guess that Jesus doesn't know, and that is when he's returning. Only the Father knows. Jesus said only the Father knows that, right? And so there's something about that. I don't know what God's going to show you about all that, but in Jesus' name, open that up to her, Father. In Jesus' name, about the coming of Christ, about the workings of God. Amen. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Carmen, $7. Thank you. I think you gave a $10 check. I got a couple of checks in the mail, a $10, I think, and a $7. I can't remember exactly what that is, but
Hold on, I still got some right here. Yeah, $7 check, and yeah, so I have my billfold. I haven't put it in the bank yet, and then it's $10, so that's $17. All right, I think that's all for this week. I haven't put it in the bank yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that 17. 17 means victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for a complete victory. Complete victory is yielding everything to God and doing what the Father tells us to do, whatever that is. Yielding to the Father. Yielding to the Father. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father. God, you've given her eyes. You're opening her eyes more all the time. And she eats the bread of the Word of God and gives the bread out. That increase, the increase of giving the bread away is brings an increase where we think it's just about God will give us it. But when we give the bread away, of the bread of the revelation of Christ, he opens up our eyes for more. And our eyes get opened up for more, and our eyes get opened up for more, and our eyes get opened up for more and more and more, and we start seeing more and more. The seer, open up the seer in her, God, where it will be a never-ending one level to the other of seeing. Seeing with the Father. I only do, Jesus said, what I see the Father do. That is true success. That is the number seven, the perfection of walking with God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let it be done. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, for that seeing, the seer, to open up the blind. That's the only way we're going to open the blinded eyes is that, is so they can see. When blind people, physically blind people, can start seeing Jesus, God can open up their eyes, even their physical eyes. When we have an anointing to help people see, then everything else they can see. But they can see what the Word of God really says, what it really means. And they can see to do all things. They can see who the source is, the Father, God Almighty. All right, Monique, $10. Thank you, Monique. For that $10, we thank you, Jesus, for blessing her, God, for increasing her, multiplying her, God, showing her the ways of God, showing her the ways of man, how man does things, how man gets man to look at man and has all these ways, and whoever's the smartest does the best. But God, you're showing Monique how to trust you. How to get understanding from you, how to get wisdom from you, God. And we get wisdom from you and your favor. Your favor doesn't mean just God gives you, puts you in a position over somebody just because he gives you favor. No, his favor comes with wisdom. His favor comes with, you know, the knowledge of God. Like Joseph got favor, not because he knew how to run the kingdom, but because he could understand mysteries. He had wisdom from God. And even admit, he said, I don't have any wisdom. You know, he said, Pharaoh says, I heard you can interpret dreams. He said, no, I can't interpret them. Only God can do that. Only God can show me. Amen. And so his source was God. When God's our source, Monique, because you know, he's your source. Hallelujah. It's not about trusting men, trying to do better than men. It's about trusting God and doing what God says and what he shows you. In Jesus' name, open up her heart, God, that she will see that we have authority over all things when we walk in the wisdom of God that God gives us. Not in competition with people, right? We're here to obey God. And that's what causes us to rise up above everyone. We serve, become the greatest servants, serve better than everybody. Well, they want everybody. They want Monique to serve them. I want Monique to serve me. What does that make? That makes you popular. That makes you well known. Why? Because you become a good servant. Servants want, you know, I want Monique. You know, they're going to pay you. They're going to take care. They want you to work with them. They want you to be on their side. You know how to serve. Amen. Donald and Tanya, $10. Thank you, Donald and Tanya, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for finishing healing him up, God, healing his knee and touching him, God, and showing them your ways, God, showing them the ways of restoration. Of repairing, they're repairing the breach, God, and restoring and renewing their faith, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Every time we go through a breaking, we go into multiplication. You know, even going in through hard times and trouble, even the Bible says in Acts 14, I think it's Acts 7:14 or 7, talks about how that how we enter through the kingdom through trouble. But, you know, some people have trouble and they go the opposite direction. But when we have trouble, when Donald and Tanya have trouble, they enter into, it causes them to enter in more into the kingdom, to the knowledge and wisdom of God. Hallelujah. To trust God, to believe God, to get their eyes on God. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Amen. We're wrestling with angels, and like Jacob did. As they're wrestling, God, as they wrestle with you in prayer, as Tanya wrestles with you in prayer, God, Lord, she realizes who she's wrestling with. She's not wrestling with people. She's wrestling with God for the blessing. Hallelujah. We get the blessing, then the people are going to, like with Joseph, he had a dream. They're going to come and bow down, or they're going to honor you. Bowing down in that sense wasn't worship. It was honor. Why? Yeah, there you go. It's God. Thank you, Jesus. Do a quick work, God. Restoration, Jesus, man. Quick work. Quickening. Let it be done. Quickly. In other words, quicker is God doing it. Jesus' name. Amen. Sally. Thank you, Lord, for Sally tonight, God. We thank you, Jesus, for Sally. We thank you, Lord, for opening her up, God, to your wisdom, God, that you're going to call Sally the wise person, a wise virgin, not a foolish virgin. A lot of virgins out there, and say a lot of, you know, spiritual virgin people. But Sally is a wise virgin, God. In Jesus' name, you've given her virgin ideas, ideas that have never been gotten before, ideas that have never entered into the heart of man or to the thought of a person. That God's given her that those things in Jesus' name, that she's not remaking the wheel and that kind of thing, but she is, you're giving her ways how to use it in ways that's never been used before, things that people have never thought about. Virgin, wise virgin, Sally, you are a wise virgin, right? And the wise virgins, you know, have plenty because they know how to, you know, they get virgin ideas. I'll just come in. I mean, I've never heard of it before. But a virgin is somebody who's never been, had a relationship, had never been penetrated before. So God's using you to penetrate new territories, right? And those ideas are virgin. They've never been, nobody's had them yet. Wow, that's powerful. My God, in the name of Jesus, I loosen you, God. In the name of Jesus. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Whoa. All right. Okay. Jesus. Amen. Virgin ideas. Never even heard of that. Is that a thing? I don't even know. It's awesome, man. Woo! Virgin ideas, Sally. You never know what you're going to get. I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. That's just really, truly amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sally, in Jesus' name. Ooh, shit, cool. Find out. That's that creative realm. Creative realm. Creative is something being created. Like what I kept seeing was that, like having a tire. We're not going to recreate the wheel, right? Wheel's been created. But how to use that wheel in ways that people never thought of. You know, like, no, taking something what we have, the system we have, the things we have, and using it in ways that's never been used before. As well as creating new things, completely new things, that too. But yeah, there's something about that. Amen. All right, Nicole, $18.80. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole just graduating from like a Bible college thing, Jerusalem, I forget what it's called now, Jerusalem Bible, Jerusalem Prophecy, something like that, college. Really awesome. That's a lot of work, a lot of things. Congratulations on that, Nicole. That is awesome. You're really pursuing God and just seeking God for his knowledge and wisdom and she's graduating this week. I don't know if that's today or tomorrow, but this week. Hallelujah. Congratulations. You're really moving along. May God put a new song inside of you that's never been heard before. Yeah, a new song, Revelations, what is it, Revelations 14 or 4? No, yeah, it's 14 because I just started, Nicole, I got this idea about how to remember where the 144,000 are in Revelation. It's chapter 14, 144, 114. Anyway, so I just realized, that the 144,000 got a song that no one else could sing. Something like that. Talked about that last night a little bit. There's some new things God's been showing me. But God bless you, Lord. Thank you for the 1880 tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, for increasing her, for multiplying her, God. Thank you for opening her up to that place of freedom, God, where she's free to do whatever she wants to do. I just see you moving to a place of total freedom in Jesus' name, where you're free to do whatever you want. In other words, whatever God wants you to do, you're not limited to man's approval, so to speak, but what God is telling you, amen, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. That usually comes because we're pleasing God, right? Doesn't come because we're rebellious or whatever, that kind of thing. Yeah, so we move into a place where we can totally do whatever. No, we become unlimited in our movability and that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but Jesus' name, hallelujah. We can be very much connected to people, can be very connected to, a job or a business and have that freedom, because it's about trust. And I think God's really going to open up the trust realm where people trust you, that where you can, like they did with Joseph. They came and said, what do you think we should do? They trusted him with everything. They trusted him with everything. He ran all of Egypt. And not only did that, he ran Potiphar's house. He was trusted. Ran Potiphar's house. Yeah, so that trust, ability to do whatever he thought was right. What he thought was right, the owner of the house, or the Pharaoh, or whatever, ran the country, do whatever you think, do whatever you want. Freedom. Yeah, because his ideas were, worked. Amen. Open her up, God. Bring that in. Manifest that in Jesus' name. All right, Paulette, $20. Thank you, Paulette. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for Paulette, God, that God's expanding your mind, your thoughts, to be able to think higher level thoughts. Until God opens up our eyes, our mind, we can't think higher level. We can try. We can work on it. We can do all that. But when God, when Jesus broke the bread and gave him bread, like on the road to Emmaus, which you're probably very familiar with that scripture, on the road to Emmaus, the people he was talking to were so grieving that they thought the Messiah had come, and Jesus was sitting right there walking with them down the road, right, talking to them. They didn't know it was him. Totally blind to that being him right there, like right in front of them. Oh, you haven't heard about them. They thought he was the Messiah, and he's dead, And Jesus is going like, okay, tell me more. So anyway, at the end of the road, he broke bread with them, right, Paulette, and their mind was open up. Their mind was open. They loved God. They loved Jesus. They were knowledgeable. They knew what was going on. But, he opened their eyes where they could see. He opened their brain. He opened their mind. He opened their brain. Their eyes where they could see. And they saw that, in that case, what was right in front of them. What they saw was things that had been hidden from them. Everybody thought Jesus was dead, and that was over. It was all over. He's not the Messiah, because the Messiah in their eyes was supposed to never die. He died. That ended it for them. They go, oh my God, we thought he was the guy. And the guy they thought that he was the Messiah was, according to Jewish culture, the Messiah was going to live on the throne, rule on the throne, dated forever. There was no dying. So it was a secret. So he opened their eyes to the secret place. I am the Messiah. I died and I'm alive. You didn't believe that. You didn't know that. Now you know it because I'm right here. So then they got a whole different perspective, Paulette, of the Messiah. Yeah. You go, wow, we were wrong about that. He's gonna live forever on the throne of David. Now he's gonna live forever on the throne of David. He's going to the Father. they may going to come back and rule. So anyway, so the whole realm of God opening your eyes, you know, to be able to understand things that are secret or hard to fathom or understand that nobody else knows about. Yeah, that stuff in Jesus' name. Open her up to that, God, where she can see in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Her heart will not be troubled. Their hearts, all that were troubled. You know, they love Jesus. They were leaving God for Israel to be set free, and now he's dead, and now it's over, and now it's gone. Like, they were very troubled about that. And Jesus shows up walking with them. Then he opens up their mind. Open up their mind, Jesus, to that realm, that place. All right, Sandra, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Sandra. And she's the name, Lord, I think, for Sandra, that giving heart, God, the giving heart. It's the whole, for God so loved the world, Sandra, that he gave. And this whole realm of giving, you know, just giving our life away. It's like, you know, it's like we have to break through that realm of, well, if I give myself to people, you know, we're not going to jive, and they're never going to give me a raise. Yeah, it's like, you know, how we do that thing. So when we realize that we break through that of, okay, I'm not trusting people to bless me, right? Because in a certain way, in the realm of, in the natural, when we work for somebody, they pay for us, right? They pay for it. That's what a job is. That's what provision is in that realm. But God, to bring it to increase, brings to a place to where we, you know, we break totally loose from, just doing our job to giving our whole life away, giving our life away, even though we're getting paid for it, we're giving our life away. For God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus taught the disciples, here, bless the bread, give it increase. So thank you, Jesus, for that, for calling her to the spirit of increase. Hallelujah, to the knowledge of God, to the wisdom of God on how to break totally free, God. I don't know anybody that's broke totally free. We're going to believe God. I want to be free of this thing where I'm not dependent on people at all. I love people. I know God's going to use people, but my no strings attached in any way. And as we break those strings, Sandra, as God helps us, what happens is it opens us up to a greater measure where our measure of receiving and being blessed just goes off the chart. Why? Because we totally broke strings with, you know, yeah, we do our job, we work hard, we do more than enough, but who's going to bless us? Who's going to increase us? Only God. And if certain people choose not to, we totally cut ourselves free from that. We've totally given to you, God. Totally given to you. And he tells us to get another job, to do it ourselves, whatever we're doing, I don't know. But our trust is in you, God, completely. And we enter into that place of exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think or even imagine. That's our goal of immeasurable. And we have to practice that, as we know. What Jesus taught his disciples how to do the ministry. He said, just take the bread and give it. Don't sell it. Selling it takes away that power multiplication. Giving it, that's where it's at. Give everything. Give. And I will multiply. I will multiply you. Hallelujah. I tell you, Sam, God's been really showing me this thing. All the areas where I have, you know, not in a really strong way, but I have strings attached to people, you know, like, you know, I do this for you, you know, you just like, you know, you're obligated to me, right? And the Bible even says, you know, take care of your mother and father who raised you, you know, like that's kind of like a, but that's God saying that. It's like, you know, he's breaking us free from the strings of men and why we bless and why we do and what, and we do it unto God. Whoa. Jesus, show us how to do that. Open our eyes. Open Saunders' eyes more. Open my eyes, God. I want that so bad. He's really talking to me about that a lot. And I'm talking to you about that because he's talking to me about that, and he's wanting me to break that with you. I'm breaking bread on that right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's painful, man. When I, the first person I forgave for a financial thing, I really needed the money, I was really poor, had a family trying to take care of, and they didn't pay me and didn't take care of it. I just thought, God, you want me to cut the string and let them go off scot-free? That was my big beef with it. If I forgive them and run away, I'm going to let them go scot-free. Then what? You see, I realized I had my strings attached to them, even though they did owe me, and even though it was, but God said, you know, let it go, Randy. Give it to me. I'm your source. And man, I did. The next few days, I can't remember exactly the time, I had an attorney, an FCC attorney, that I owed twice that much to. And I couldn't pay him because I couldn't do that. What they were depriving me of kept me from being able to get the money to pay him. Right? So it was like I was just in back up against the wall. I'm telling you, man, wow. He wrote me a letter, said, Randy, I forgive you for that. He forgave me for the whole. It was almost exactly, it might have been exactly double. Yeah. But the big thing with me was cutting strings with that man, wrestling with that man about you owe me, I'm going to come get it. I started getting bitter. I started seeing myself going and, you know, getting my shotgun and shooting out their antennas on their big tower up there, you know. Yeah. It was crazy. I didn't do it. Thank God I didn't live close. I might have. It was horrible. And God finally set me free, man. I had to forgive him. Wow. But with all that scot-free, cut the strings. And the provision of God just started. Boom. Kim, $45. Thank you, Kim. And Kimberly, 15. She divides it up here. Thank you for that, Kimberly. $15 for Kimberly. Thank you, Lord, for Kimberly, God. We thank you, Jesus, for opening up her heart, God, to connect her, to be able to receive. Sometimes we say we want something, but we have hurt in our heart. That hurt in our heart is like taking up the space and being able to receive a new measure of, you know, somebody new in our life or something new in our life. That pain is taking up the space where our heart can't really just so we can't draw it in from our heart, right? Because our heart is still wounded or hurt. And it's taking up that space where God, you know, yeah, we have to, it, you know, we got to get to, you empty the room of your own furniture, then get new furniture, right? Yeah. So it's like we have to empty ourselves for that hurt. So then it gets drawn to you. Drawn, because your heart is what draws things. So as we thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching her, for the anointing on her life, God. Hallelujah. The measure of anointing in her, God. Hallelujah for blessing her, Father. Hallelujah. That her heart is beautiful. Her heart is shining bright, receiving and drawing because it's empty. We empty ourselves. Christ emptied himself out so he could receive all of heaven and all the people and all the things of God. He had emptied him. He emptied himself out. And then he was able to draw and receive. Ooh, Jesus, let her draw and receive. Hallelujah. Relationships, the finances, whatever it is, let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Derek, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Derek. God, we thank you, Lord, for showing him how to use his time wisely to where he's able to, you know, when we don't use our time wisely, when we get caught up into certain things, thinking, you know, we got to do this stuff. It could be in our mind, could be in our physical life. We don't have time for anybody or time for anything. We just say, thank you, Lord, for showing him how to use his time wisely. And as you use your time, as God gives you, it shows you how to use your time wisely, it's going to cause you to have more time. More time. If you use your time, give your time around to God. God, show me what to do with this, how long, how much. But you're going to find yourself getting things done faster, having more time for more important things. More, you know, yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for the timing around. Letting be in the right place at the right time to meet the right people, to have the right favor, to increase and multiply his life, God, in Jesus' name, that you are putting a new step in his footsteps, that he's always stepping into the right place at the right time, God. In the name of Jesus, open that up, God. Hallelujah, that he's trusting you in his heart. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let it be done. and Kimberly's job. When we thank you for that job, we thank you, Lord, for giving her that job that she needs to meet needs, to that got her source is you. It's not the job, and the source of her source is you, God. You're showing her more and more. And when she gives, she's trusting that you're going to give it back. You're going to give it back however you choose. She's not even going to tell you how to give it back. She's going to say, God, I'm trusting you to give it back the way I need it. Give me what I need. Amen. And then when we do that, then he gives us more than what we need. We move into offering him, you know, what we have. And then he increases it and multiplies it. He gives us more than what we need. Give her more than what she needs, God. Let her have an abundance, God, at Tuesday, so she can do what she wants to do and needs to do. The freedom to do what she wants to do for God and for other people. Amen. All right, Terrence, like Terrence and Tanisha, $50. Thank you, Terrence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for beholding. Behold the Lamb. Behold. I heard the word behold right away. Behold. Behold. Beholden. Beholden. Let me look up the word behold. Beholden. Behold. Beholden. I want to say, behold the Lamb. That's what I want to say, right? Yeah, that's what I want to say. Behold the Lamb. Let me go here for a second. Hang on. Oh, and there is a word, beholden. I said the word beholden, right? I'm thinking, is that a word? Beholden? I'm not sure what that is. I'm not looking it up right now. Look up the word. The meaning of beholden. Beholden. I don't know what it means. I don't have a clue what it means. Beholden. Owing thanks or having a duty to someone in return for help or a service. And the little example is, I don't like to be beholden to anybody. Yeah, there you go. Indebted to someone, obligated to someone. Whoa, dude, look at that. That's exactly what God's been saying tonight about. You know, yeah, so that's about being debt-free, not owing anybody anything. Woo! Jesus, I mean, that word came out of me. I wasn't even sure. I said, did I hear that right? Did I hear myself say, beholden? You know, because you heard me say, like, behold. I think it said behold. No, I said beholden. That's what I heard come out of my mouth. I'm not sure if that's a word. It is a word, of course. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, dude. Look at that. What does it mean to behold to someone? I'm reading what I've Googled it. Definition of beholding to, formal, owing a favor or gift to someone, having obligations to someone, politicians who are beholden to special interest groups. That's an example. She works for herself, so is beholden to no one. I'm sure you got to be getting off on that or getting on that or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Whoa, dude, beholden. Is beholden a feeling? Let's look at that. What is it? Being beholden to someone means more than just feeling like you owe someone for a small favor. When you're beholden, it involves a bigger feeling of responsibility, one that sticks with you and might even weigh on you until you're able to pay it. You know, that speaks volume, bro. I mean, that is amazing. And that came straight from the throne of God. My God. Okay, I think we can apply that. Like, look what God's working on doing. We're not beholden to anybody or anything. Right? Hallelujah. Freedom. Total freedom. So the first meaning I got here was, this is the dictionary. It's called dictionary, I don't know. From Oxford Languages. Whatever that is. Beholden. owing things. I don't like to be beholden to anybody, obligated or indebted. So God's getting ready to break that, man. Something's happening with that. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be done. Let that be done unto Terrence, according to thy word from that God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. And let that be done and finalized. Amen. All right, Martine, $4. Thank you, Martine, for the eternal wisdom of God. The eternal wisdom of God? The eternal wisdom of God? All right, the eternal wisdom. So, no, it's not human wisdom. It's not just the wisdom that people have that's kind of, you know, here today and gone tomorrow, but God giving you wisdom that will keep things together, that will cause things to stay together, glued together, held together by the word of God. Because I heard the Lord say eternal wisdom. Well, I thought, you know, wisdom is wisdom, right? But eternal wisdom. And so wisdom from God that is when it's, you know, that we, what we get, it holds together forever. It's forever and ever. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be done, God. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. What she decides, the wisdom you give her, God, it is to cause things to work forever, not just a little ways down the road. It starts working. No, it's like eternal wisdom. Jesus, Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel. God, come on, Martin, you can sing that. God is with us, blessed Redeemer, redeeming, 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 redeeming the time, living Lord. Redeemer. Yeah. Wow. Oh, she got him. Oh, madera. Bata. All right, Nikki and Charles, $75. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom for the doctors who are doing some, it says PR, I don't know, preparation maybe for stuff, whatever. In the notes, it didn't let me see what that was for some reason. I wish I could get it to. Maybe don't let you touch the listener. I'm not sure what that is. But thank you, Lord, for giving the doctor wisdom. It's like you're saying, God, wisdom, wisdom from above. Like with Martine's word, eternal wisdom, things that will go to the root of issues, go to the root. We curse the root of those things. In the name of it, we curse the root, the wisdom that goes to the root of the issue. So it's dealt with like you pluck a weed out. You pluck it out by the roots so it doesn't grow back. So it doesn't come back. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, karahate. So the roots will come loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thinking, you know, in the realm of the root of the problem, the root of the issues, not a surface thing, not plucking the fruit, but going to the root. Of the situation, whatever needs to be done. God, that's what God's wisdom does. Yeah, she's asking for God's wisdom. Yeah, it's cool wisdom for the doctors. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, give me wisdom, God. Just give him increase. Give him multiplication. Shiko to paro kimeho hama ateme hama 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 hama. I don't know how hama means, but something. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, He's our blessed Redeemer, the living Word, there it is, the living Word. The living Word. Hallelujah. Yes, pray for Daryl Paul, of course. All right, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. This offering come in later. We'll pray with the end. At the end of the show, as you probably know. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Charles. God, we thank you, Lord, for Charles. That God, you give him a strength and wisdom, God, you know, to, you know, the suffering he's gone through, Father, of, you know, watching the ones he loves to suffer and go through things, that the work you're doing in his heart through all this, God, deepening his compassion, deepening his hatred for the things that try to destroy us and mess with us and keep us back from God's perfect will. A pure hatred for that stuff is really what people don't realize, that compassion is, has a pure hatred for evil. Compassion has a pure hatred for premature death. You know, like when Jesus raised a child from the dead, he had a hatred for the fact that his life is prematurely taken from that child. And he raised up his only child of the mother, only son of that woman, only child. And he raised it because, you know, he didn't want her to be, yeah. So all the whole thing. So crushing the olives, God. Hallelujah. The oil of God. A new anointing, God. On Charles and Nikki. A new oil. Hallelujah. Crushing the oil so that we can crush the enemy. Jesus crushed his head with his heel. Crushing oil. Crushing anointing. The anointing destroys or crushes the yoke. Hallelujah. Jesus. Our angel lent him $33.30 and then $70 is $103.30. Thank you for that, Angela. Mahari, Mahora, Mohora, Mohora, Lehe, Kaliho, Lakaho, Lakake, Lakete, Shikatoma. Yeah, okay, there you go. Right. No more debt. Debt free. Bring the debt freeness, God, the debt free. Debts paid. All debt paid. You know, on the cross of Calvary, every debt was paid. Not just our sins, but every debt. Everything that has caused us to be in debt in any kind of fashion or form. First, he deals with the sinful sins, the debt of sin. Once that's dealt with and we don't make people pay for what they do to us, we forgive or we get forgiveness, you know, too. But that we enter into the payment realm of God. When we choose to not make people pay, like I said, I'm going to let that guy go scot-free that owed me money, you know, that situation I talked about. That was a hard part. I'm going to let him go scot-free. That's what I hated about the whole thing. I'm going to let him go scot-free. Yeah, it's like, let him go scot-free, Randy. Set him free. Liberate him. Is this going to liberate you? Wow. Wow, my God. And when I did it, thank you, Jesus. The person I owed double that, literally double that, forgave me. Debt free, man. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed is she who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen in Jesus' name. All right, Angela Joy, $100 and then $22. Thank you, Angela, for that. She says she's having health challenges. Amen. I think as we get older, that stuff tries to hit us. But you know what? I'm finding out that God makes us healthier in our older age as we learn his wisdom. Amen. And that's what you're doing. You learn his wisdom. God's giving you wisdom on how to deal with health challenges, how to restore your body, the restoration. There's sometimes in the natural realm, there's restoring, eating the right things, drinking the right things, reverses the death cycle, you know, turns it into a life cycle where our body can replenish itself and recycle itself, you know, because it's a continual recycling, renewing, you know, something gets torn down, the body's made to rebuild it. Amen. That's why God made it. God made it like that. It's an original anointing for the body. Even without the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God made the body to be independently able to restore and recover itself. That's what God made it. So we thank you, Lord, for bringing the anointing. What the anointing does is it helps you see that and know that and understand that, so that the body just recovers itself because God made it to do it. So it's a God thing. So we give God the glory for causing our body to do what it was originally made to do, the originality of it, going back to the origin. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name, teacher, show her, God, open up things for her health. God, in Jesus' name, be blessed, multiplied, increased, God. Give her strength and wisdom. In Jesus' name, in any area that the devil's lying, the devil lied to me about a lot of things for a long time, you know, about food things, different things I do to my body. That don't matter. I've got God on my side. The Lord says, don't tempt me, Randy. You're tempting me. I'm going, like, oh, Jesus, forgive me. Sorry, Lord. You know, I didn't even know it. And he showed me so graciously, so kind. And so I quit tempting the Lord, you know, and doing things in my that was messing me up. I didn't even know it. And, yeah, so hallelujah. Put years back on me. Years, God is putting years back on you as you come in agreement with him. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of, I feel like I hear this, Angela, I hear this. It's echoing high, getting higher. The praises of God getting in you, getting higher and higher and more intense. And high, the high praises of God coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah, the vibrations of glory on the day of Pentecost. Sounds of heaven, the vibrations of God's creative power, shaking things, remaking things, shaking things loose that try to mess with us, and remaking, rebuilding, restoring. Amen. Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika, for ESW Auto Sales, $50. Thank you for that. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, for total original restoration, God, of how you, your original, like if Hendrika would have been born of Adam and Eve before they sinned, and she would have been the only person who was ever born of Adam and Eve. I don't know where I get this stuff at. Born of, like, Hendrika is the only woman, the only person that ever, was ever born of Adam and Eve before they sinned. So, and she never sinned. So, I want you to think about this. Never sinned. So, ESW Auto Sales has been produced and made and created and worked and done to somebody who had the origin of God's blessing and was never hindered, never stopped. What would that be? What would that be? What would that be doing? Open that up. I don't know what I'm saying. The origin. Because when God restores, he restores us what it would have been had we never sinned, had Adam and Eve never sinned, and had Adam and Eve never fallen. And all of his children, which would be us, be walking under the full blessing of God, which is what his original intent was. So bring it back to the original intent, God, in Andrika's mind, in Andrika's wisdom, in Andrika's understanding, God, original intent. So she can open her mind up to that. Hallelujah. Not the way it is now, not the way that, you know, with the, you know, the lack, realm of lack that we No. And Jesus, that's why Jesus took the 5 loaves, 2 fish, and drinking, because he was showing, even with lack, there's no lack with God. God takes the lack. Jesus took the lack, the not enough, 5 loaves, 2 fish. Blessed, he knew how to do that, because he was the, oh my God, look where this went. He was the origin of the new Adam. Woo! And drink. Drink that, and drink it. I start calling you Andrinka. You just got a new name tonight, Andrinka. It's Andrinka. Drink it in, man. Woo! Wow, that just kind of came. I didn't know where I was going. That is amazing. The origin. Jesus Christ. Ooh, just as if we never sinned. The origin
That's why he could take the bread, and bless, because he still had the original understanding of God, how things work. God, give her the origin, the origin of things, thinking, the way she thinks, the way she knows. Like Jesus, amen. All right. Tyreek, $10. Man, that was mind-boggling. I don't know if I explained that the way I saw it. You had to listen to that a few times, I don't know, but that, man, that cost something on that one. Dear God, that was amazing. Dear Jesus, your revelation is amazing. I'm supposed to put it into practicality, God. With Tyreek, God, I think that he will be able to put things into practical everyday living and make it simple to live for God. Make it simple to be successful. Make it simple, because he just understands, yeah, you take something, not enough, and you lift that, bless it, break it. What mom did, well, what was Jesus doing? He was teaching his disciples how to do it. So, Lord, as Andrika learns it, like Tyreek and Torre learn how to do it. How did mom do it? Yeah, how did Jesus, the disciples, how did Jesus do it? Oh, yeah, he didn't have enough, so he took it, gave it to God, blessed it, broke it, and gave it up. Yeah. And as they've learned, they see that what mom does in Jesus from the original origin of how things work, how things are, you know, the ways of God. Jesus knew the ways of, you know why Jesus knew the ways of God and drink? Of course you know. Because he's the one who did, was the origin of it. Now, there wasn't anything made without, that was not made. Everything that was made through Jesus, through the Word. John chapter 1. Hallelujah. Open up the origin. Kika sokata kota bahale. That's why Isaac was blessed with in the famine, because he had the origin thing going on. Didn't have a famine. There wasn't enough bread. That's why they wanted to make him king that day, because, man, he can take bread and make 5 loaves of fish. Well, what can he do with anything else? He can just be our king, Jesus. They wanted to come and make him king after that. Why? Because he walked in the blessing of Adam, the origin. He knew how to increase and multiply. Wow. I don't know. I'm getting this, but hopefully everybody else is hearing this. This is amazing. God's blessing Drake with this, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you for Chris, God, $15. Woo, capero, banda. Neke chica doca, la farigo, melene. Asica, topa, cale, pandoja. Fainte, pandoja. Thank God you're showing Chris. You don't want to just like put things back together. You want to make things new. You want to make things new. You want to do the new thing. You want him thinking about new. New. Not old, new. Behold, he made all things new. Let him think of new. As his heart is new, as mercy, gracious new every morning, mercies are new every morning, let him get into the new realm. How do we keep things new and fresh? How do I keep my relationships fresh and new? New. How come? Not old. I gotta go to work. I gotta deal with these people. Gotta do this stuff. Gotta deal with people. And how to do things fresh and new. Hallelujah. Keep them fresh and new, Jesus. Let the old be washed away every day. Every day, the old washed away. You know, I'm trying to learn this because I don't have it exactly down perfect, but I keep fresh, keep mercies new every morning. It's like learning how to deal with things I came short on, things I got upset about, I shouldn't have. Why did I get upset about that? I got in the flesh. I got anxiety. God, cleanse me of that, you know, today, right now. Don't let me go into tomorrow with that anxiety. And I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I have condemnation? Jesus, communion, forgive me, wash me, cleanse me. I'm not talking about some horrible, bad, nasty thing. I'm talking about everyday things that build up. To keep all that stuff, don't let it build up day after day, week after week. I get every morning new. I wake up going, yeah, I dealt with that yesterday. Thank you. No, I dealt with that. No, I dealt with that. No, fresh and new. Fresh and new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Why? Yeah. But I deal with things daily. Cleanse me, wash me daily. Keep me new daily. I'm not doing that perfect yet, but I'm working. That's wow. Just little things happen all the time. We don't think a thing about it, except it builds up a little anxiety, a little stress. Why didn't I do that? I wish I'd have done it better. Okay, you know, all that stuff build up, and then, you know, by the end of the day, you're like,
wore out not only from working, but from, my God, you know, I wish I would have done. I wish I would have. I wish I wouldn't have. But, yeah, Jesus, forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Help me do better tomorrow. Give me a fresh new start. Yeah. And drink $15. Man, you getting information, girl. I don't know what this is like. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I just keep thinking about that. I didn't get this understanding, but somebody else said it. Smart person of God said it. Real simple, like, if you want something, some old dog to go away, you just quit feeding it, right? Yeah, quit feeding that dog. Because certain things that we learn to quit feeding, you know, in ourselves, in others, we quit feeding that. You know, God, show me how not to feed that. Then feeding my children things they shouldn't, that maybe that was good for them a year ago, 2 years ago, not good, not quit feeding them that. And let them, you know, so show me what to feed, even in myself and others, and to starve out, you know, the things that need to be starved out, and to feed the things that I want to live. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The simple wisdom of that in myself. How do I keep from feeding condemnation, thinking it's the Holy Spirit? You know, how do I, you know, yeah. So thank you, Jesus. Kata o kama ene to guche pata. Pata, pata. Amen. And get rid of a lot of stuff that you just starve it out. Amen. Feed what? Feed what God wants to, you know, make strong and increase and multiply that. Starve out the things. Yeah. Amen. Give you wisdom and all that. Amen. And me too. I'll take some of that. All right, Noel, $100. Thank you, Noel. Thank you for your little note calling us be blessed. Thank you for that. I really honor you. Appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. God's going to use your voice to make people happy. He's going to use your voice to make people think about the right things. He's going to use your voice to help people understand we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. They have to get their eyes on, but your voice is going to be used to get people's eyes on God, on love, your voice, your words. Hallelujah, Jesus. Iki, chiki, chiki, choki, 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 poki, toki, noki, taka. Give people joy and laughter. Hallelujah. To tickle their toes. I don't know what tickle your toes. How do you tickle my toes? I don't think you can tickle my toes. I don't know why. What tickle my toes means, or tickle toes. I don't know what, not my toes, but, you know, tickling people's toes, like making them giggle, laugh. And then get back to the simple life of loving one another, love and friendship, and, yeah, God. What was it? America is apple pie and baseball or something that can go with hot dogs. Simple stuff, you know, like back to the simple things. Back to making life simple again. Hallelujah. Oh, Shikita Wahinde, the wisdom. Make things simple again, Jesus. Everything's not so heavy and so complicated and so overwhelming. Amen. In Jesus' name. The sounds of heaven coming out of your voice. Ise o kamahata. Amen. Chris, $250. Thank you, Chris. I had a really cool thing going with Chris today. Chris from Texas. Our brother from Texas. I got to tell you all about this testimony. It's just so cool. If I can find that text. He doesn't mind me sharing this. I don't think he does. There we go. Right here. All right. This was amazing today. This is absolutely supernatural. If I can get it to you where you can understand it, it's amazing. I gave him a word about stomping on the head because he's having trouble with his feet, right? I think Wednesday night prayer was that he sent me a text saying, pray for my foot. You prayed for my foot the other day and it got better and then it got bad again. He said, please, you know, pray. So I'm getting that text, right? Uh, trying to find it. I'm trying to get all, hopefully I can get it all to you. You prayed for my foot. The pain started going away over a few days' time, but I went walking one day because I felt better, you know, and then the next day it was hurting. And now the more I walk, the worse it gets. Would it be possible for you to pray again tonight? So that was on Wednesday night, right? So I prayed, and I gave him some word about, you know, I see you. Now watch this, man. This is amazing. I gave him this word on Wednesday. I see you taking your foot and stomping the devil on the head with your foot, with the hurting foot, and stomping him like Jesus, Mel Gibson's movie where Jesus stomped on Jesus on the serpent's head with his heel, right? So I said, I see you doing that, something like that. I don't know what that is. So he says, yeah, I pray for you. So I pray for him. On Thursday, today at 3 p.m., he texts me. He says, after you prayed for me, I started doing what you said, stomping my foot and repeating what you said. Now, at the risk of sounding weird, I will tell you what happened this morning. I was sitting on my front porch. This was today, Thursday. I was sitting on my front porch and noticed a snake, come into my yard from the field. I tried to get it a couple of times in the past, but it was a fast snake and would take off. So instead of getting a hoe, I got a shotgun and shot him from the porch. Then I remembered what you said about me, Gibson's movie, with Jesus stomping on the serpent's head. So I decided it was perfect time for me to do that same thing. He just shot the snake. This is yesterday, or today. He shot the snake today. So he says, I started doing what you said again on top of what was left of the snake's head. He says, is that like a confirmation or what? I said, that's definitely confirmation, dude. That just happened, you know, today. That's definitely confirmation, bro. Wow, I'm telling him this, right? I felt an anointing on that for sure, you know. So he says, and Chris says, I always remember when the prophet, now watch this, this is amazing. So I gave him a word on Wednesday. I saw you like stomping on a snake head, right? I said, with your foot. And the next day he sees a snake. He shoots the snake in his front yard. Goes in and starts saying, I remember the word you used. I started stomping on the head of the snake. And he said, after I did it, he said, Randy, that's amazing. He said, I always remember when the prophet told the king, Elijah told the king in the Bible to strike the arrow to the ground, and the king struck it only three times. So the prophet rebuked him for not striking more and said, you could have wiped your enemies out, but now you only win three battles. So I did a lot of stomping. And I sent him thumbs up. Like, he did a lot of stomping with it. So he was doing, literally the next day after he shot a snake, is coming from the field to his front yard or to his down there, and he shot it, and he starts talking about how he thinks about this, the king, the prophet telling the king to take the arrows with the bow and arrow and shoot and hit and knock the arrows and hit the arrows on the ground, and so. I said, what's really wild about this whole thing? I'm texting him, right? I said, what's really wild about this whole thing and this whole conversation now is that I'm watching a bow and arrow competition. So Juan, he was telling me, he brought this up about the prophet telling the king to take the arrow and thump, and then he shot the arrow out the window, right? I said, dude, I'm sitting here right now watching a competition on, it was some, I think it was called Military History Channel, a Military History Channel. I was watching it, and they were having a bow and arrow contest. I said, dude, I'm sitting here. I just now run. I'm sitting here. What you mentioned that about the bow, the arrow thing, and I'm sitting here watching a competition on TV. You know, I said this, and Chris said this is getting interesting. I'm going, yeah, and I'm sending pictures that I on the TV live shots of the
of the bow and arrow thing going on while he was telling me that. He didn't know what I was doing. He brings this up. I'm going, dude, I'm watching it right now, literally. So I sent him pictures. I said, after the anointing came on me, I looked up and realized I was watching a bow and arrow contest. That is amazing. And I didn't even bring it, the bow and arrow thing. You did. And here I am watching on my TV. Woo, I said, hallelujah, Jesus. Now the same show is, and then later I said, now the same show's having a gun shooting contest. You know, he got a gun and shot the snake. You can't make this stuff up, I said. He said, this is making my day. Chris says, this is making my day. I said, yeah. He found out the kind of snake it was. You got to watch this stuff, man. This is all going on by text today. After the word about the snake, I saw him stomping on the snake. He said, this guy told him, who's out there doing some stuff, buying something from him. He said, the guy that was buying something from him saw this. He said, yeah, that's a coach whip snake. Whip snake. Does that have any significance? Like whip snake? I went, well, we can check it out. So I said, let's check it out and see. So I said, what color is it? He sent me a picture of it. He said some preacher says that when you're sick, something as if it's the devil is whipping you, but Jesus took the whip for you already. In other words, you know, when he was being whipped, you know, this other preacher he was talking about, he said, I heard this guy named Curry Blake say, you know, when you're sick, it's like the devil's whipping you, right? But Jesus took the whip for you already. Hold on, I'll send you a picture. So he sends me a picture of the snake. I said, okay, whip snake. The cat of nine tails that Jesus was whipped with is what was used at the whipping post, where it is said in Scripture that Christ, that by his stripes he was healed at the whipping post. This was a coach called a couch, C-O-U-C-H, whip snake. That's what the snake is called. So we got into this next thing, you know, and this is all happening by text, right? He said, man, it's pretty powerful for me. This is more personal to me in a way. God is really doing all this. This is so amazing, he said. It makes a grown man cry. It really touched him. I said, the whip of pain is destroyed. Because when he killed the snake, I said, the whip is what brought pain on Jesus. And the pain and the stripes on his back, the pain of that was for our pain. I said, the whip of pain is destroyed, bro. He goes, yeah, the poison of the whip snake no longer affects us. God is really speaking to you today, bro. This is amazing. His love is amazing. He said, yes, it is. Destroyed. Yes, I needed this today. I have been telling him I want more real relationship, like somehow make it more real for me. This is doing that for me. And I said, hallelujah, amen. It goes on and on and on. And it just kind of went on. You know, this is amazing. And this all happened today by text from a word that was given to him on Wednesday about I saw him in the spirit stomping on a snake with his wounded foot. So literally the next day, right, he's this snake. He's trying to kill everything. It shows up in his front yard, and he goes out there and shoots him with a gun and then stomps on his head. He said, Randy, I got to do what the Lord showed you. It was amazing. The snake showed up that next day, and he's out there. He killed it, and it stomped on his head. You know, it's a type of shadow of what God's doing. And then it just went on and on and on, and then it just so happened. You know, it was amazing. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because it was so amazing. I'm not sharing all of it with you because it was, when you get a hold of this, mind-boggling, friend, what God can do. Mind-boggling. Thank you, Chris, for that 250 today. Amen. God is opening you up to the power of the stripes of Jesus, the whip, that whip snake. And the fact that I saw you, you know, on Wednesday, before this even happened, this happened on Thursday. And on Wednesday, I'm seeing this in the spirit, stomping it. And so this is all due confirmation, as you know, that God is releasing an anointing, a new measure of anointing for you, for the healing and delivering of pain, and sickness and disease at the stripes of Jesus were the whip. The snake was destroyed. By stripes we were healed by the whipping. It was a whip snake, a couch whip snake. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be God in his life. Open that up and deliver that message to him. Make that real to him. God, let him eat that bread and drink that blood of Jesus and the sufferings of Christ and enter into that new anointing, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By his stripes, we were healed. Amen. I feel like something's going on in your heart. I feel like your heart's being healed, too. I feel a burning in my heart right now, like your heart's being healed, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jeannie gave $250, and then she gave $200 earlier this week. So that's $450. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. God bless you. You know, and the fact that my heart was burning for Chris, and yet same time I saw you were next, and I'm like, you've been having trouble with your heart burning from heartburn. And so I think that also has something to do with that, too, that the heartburn thing. I'm literally feeling my heartburn right now. It's not hurting me, but I feel it burning. Like God is healing that. He's healing that heartburn, so your heart can burn a brighter for Jesus, that your heart can burn with the glory of God, with the worship of heaven, that can burn from the altar. Your heart is burning with the fire of the altar of God, from the altar of God, burning with the fire. What fire you felt in the wrong way, but the fire of God is going to show up in your heart and burn within you. So it's not going to be painful. It's going to be glory. Like Chris's word about the pain, the couch snake, you know, and the whip, the couch whip snake, what that snake was called, what it was. This is so amazing. I can't even say this right. It's so powerful, man. My God, and the pain that was put upon Jesus. Hallelujah, the pains that we suffer. That God heals everything that causes us pain, Jeannie. And the anointing of God in you to cast out the spirit of pain, to heal the things that cause pain. Whatever the pain is, God's going to heal it. Doesn't matter whether it's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, whatever it is, in Jesus' name. The pain realm. Hallelujah. Delivering people from pain. There'll be no more tears in heaven. So there'll be no more pain when God manifests himself in his glory. Hallelujah. The glorious resurrection power of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. That her heart will burn with the worship of God. She will flame. She will stoke the flames, the coals of the altar, Hallelujah, Jesus, burning with the fire of Jesus' glory, of God's glory. Hallelujah. All those things that create pain in her body, that thing in her stomach, in Jesus' name, indigestion, all that stuff, in the name of Jesus, you're out of her gut, out of her belly, flow rivers of living health and wealth and blessing and worship. Honor and glory to God. Hallelujah. Even in the physical realm, eating and drinking, all the things that deal with the gut. Glory to God. Amen. And the testimony of Jesus. Wow. From all the people that have that, that don't even talk about it, Jeannie. It's amazing. Yeah. Gut health realm. Amen. When your gut's healthy, everything's healthy. Something about that God started showing me that, you know, I think you heard me talk about this a few years ago. And, yeah, so a lot of things involved in that. That's really powerful. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Greg, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Greg. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for the offering tonight on that. Jesus, bless him, God. Show him that out of his gut, out of the very depths of his soul, God, in Jesus' name, to be a nurturer, to nurture, to give, like John drank from the breast of Jesus, drank from his love, drank from his compassion, that God, you've given Greg that love for Jesus, that like John, the revelator, he leans on the breath of Jesus,
you know, attached to Jesus, loving Jesus, nurturing, drinking from Jesus. Why? Because John became a lover of God. He became a nurturer. He became a revelator. Amen. And Revelation nurtures people. He wrote the book of Revelation. He got the Revelation in other books in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To feed and nurture people. Relationship with Jesus. A heart relationship, a love relationship, a tender relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Powerful, man. In the name of Jesus, loosen you. I loosen you to be a nurturer. I loosen you to move into Revelation, to nurture and feed people. Amen. All right, Cynthia, $5. Thank you, Cynthia. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that, for Cynthia's heart, God, that you're just like her book, what she talks about, that the chains around her heart, God, that you are setting free and delivering your people, God, from the chains that have chained them, even though the chains are beautiful and pretty and like nice, like, oh, my chain's the gold chain, but it's still a chain. Right? My chain's a beautiful silver chain, but it's still a chain. Right? God wants to break those chains. Amen. In Jesus' name. Break the chain of command that those chains are connected to in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The chain of command that, you know, from in our heart, the chain of command, the command that we give, the approval that we give, from that to giving the enemy approval, people approval, or God approval. In Jesus' name, the chain of command in our heart, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And bless her family. Bless her money, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Nicole said, I pray for Daryl Paul, 1388. Thank you, Lord, for Daryl Paul. Well, God, we ask you to bless him, God, in Jesus' name, that he will surrender his soul to you, God, in a way that will surprise him. He's going like, man, I've never felt so much love. I've never felt so much, appreciation of God, that God not just wants us to love him and appreciate him, but God loves and adores us. God loves and adores us. He thinks that we are adorable. He thinks we are big. Let him see that, God, and know that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We will not come short of your glory, God, but we will walk in your glory. God, you called him to walk. You want him to walk. Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Delivering him into that place of knowing that he can trust you, God. Jesus' name, that he can have a real relationship, and God will show you how much he loves you. All right. Oh, okay. Jeannie sent a message about the coach snakes. Hang on a second. Let me go there. Okay. Coach whip snakes will chase you if you run from them. Really? So I guess you're familiar with them too. Huh? I had one chase me when I was 16 years old. Wow. When you stop running from them and stand your ground, they will stop chasing and go away. Chris, did you hear that? I did not. That is a testimony from a girl who ought to know. Wow. Wow. Cool. Something genius. Wow, cool. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, and the symbology, is that a word, symbology? Of all the whole thing was a lot of it, of course. But, man, that's a powerful statement right there. And they're pretty fast, too, from what I understand. Coach whip snakes will chase you. Yeah, one of the things I read about them, too, when I never even heard of them before, right, Jeannie, until the Lord, until Chris bringing that up today. And they're not poisonous or anything, but it says that I've read a little bit about them, trying to find out about them, right? It says they will, if you get your face down there close to them, they will bite your face. They will bite you in the face. That's what one person said. They will bite you in the face because they protect themselves by biting you, even though they're not poisonous. But, you know, the symbology, the symbolism of the whole thing, you know, just, and what a great message. When you stop running from them and stand your ground, they will stop chasing you. I got to send that to Chris if he's not listening to that. That is awesome. Woo!
I feel the anointing on that too, man. Wow. I got a feeling that's going to bless them, girl. That is cool. That's really cool. Wow. Okay. Praying for Daryl Paul again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That anything that finds himself rebelling. You know, it's good to rebel against the right things. I've rebelled against, you know, things and found out that I was rebelling against. It was a good rebellion. So we got to find out the things that are good to rebel against, the things that are that we're rebelling against that we don't know that we're wrong about. You know, I was very much a young man. I did my own thing. I rebelled against anybody that didn't like what I was doing. I just rebelled against them. You know, and some things I rebelled against were good, and I found out that they were God. And other things I rebelled against that were creating me problems. I was rebelling against God. I did not realize. I didn't even know it. Even as a Christian, I was rebelling against God. And so God began to show me the things I was rebelling against him. Some things I just didn't understand about God that I just didn't like. You know, I didn't understand. I just thought, you know, I misunderstood him. So he started showing me all the things I misunderstood him about, I rebelled against because I thought I misunderstood them. When we misunderstand God, we rebel against those things. So that's what I've done. I think it happens to everybody. But thank you, Jesus, for showing Daryl Paul how to yield to you, God, the things that to understand you, to know who you are, so that he will not rebel against you, not realize he's doing it, and submit to you and understand you, or that you're a good God, you're a true living God, you're a faithful, loyal God, you're a God who understands compassion. You only do what's good for us, to bless us. That he will see that, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and surrender that to you and open him up, God, to be free of all failure and all fear of failure, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right, I'm checking here to see if there's anything else that's come in. Oh, Shannon and John. Shannon and John. John gave 333. Let's see if he's pray about anything. Please pray for a position directly with Google. Oh, open. All right. Yes, God, open that up. Oh, yeah, I think you belong there. I think you belong in something like that, if not that. But something like that's very, that sounds like you, man. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Open that up, Jesus. Deliver the goods, God. Let John find that place. In Jesus' name, let him make the adjustments that he needs to do and find that place, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the place of surrender. Place of understanding what's going on. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up, God. Bless his life. Bless his family. In Jesus' name. Let me move to the next level of blessing, favor. Amen. 333. Thank you for that 333, bro. Amen. Shannon, $10. Thank you, Shannon. Pray that I will be in the right place. My prayer is I will be at the right time. At the right time in the right place. Amen. Yes, God, even without knowing it. You know, most of the time I'm in the right place at the right time without even knowing it. I don't know that I'm there. I'm not like going, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm falling in for God, right? I'm just loving, I'm having joy in life. I'm having fun. I got my eyes open for the blessing, for the breakthrough, and then I find myself in the right place at the right time, you know, without even really trying. I think the less we try, the easier it happens, right? I've had to learn it the hard way because I'm a real strain and struggle and push and shove and get it done, and God really had to
you know, through the thorn in the flesh, so to speak, to teach me how to, you know, trust him, lean on him, and believe him that I can't do it with my putting everything together and do it with all my strength. You know, it's up to him. Amen. Just to love him, bless him, enjoy him, and watch myself, you know, being in the right place for a time without even realizing what I'm doing. Amen. Nobody can ever figure that one out, except in the way I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right. Let's see here. Thank you for that. All right, hang on a second. All right, amen. For Shannon, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul. Whoa, 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 whoa. My sins were washed away. My night turned into day. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jeff and you. Praying for this weekend that God will make it happen. We believe and have faith in his timing. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. Thank you, Jesus, that it's in your hands, God. It's like it's literally in his hand. You know, I said that. I heard myself say that. It's literally in his hands. In Jesus' name. Thank you for that $149.99, Jeff and you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you put it into God's hands. You know, that's the whole thing that God's been teaching you is how to put things into his hands, right? I mean, we can do things, we can work things, we can do all kinds, but when we put it into his hands, and his hand is working it, and his hand is doing it, because we put it in his hands, that's exactly it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give you glory, God. I just think of it. We bless and break and offer you to God. We give it, put it in your hands. When Jesus lifted the bread up, he was giving it into the hands of God. God, even though he was the Son of God, he knew that the Father and him and the Holy Spirit worked together. When they created all of heaven and earth and the stars and all the universe, he worked with the Father. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created all that. He knew he had to work with the Father. That's the way he did it. They've always done it like that. The Son worked with the Father. The Word worked with the Father and worked with the Holy Spirit. So he lifted the bread up to the Father. Father, you know, we always do this together. It's yours, in your hands. You're the creator. You're the planner. I'm the one who puts it, you know, it comes through me. So I thank you, God, we lift up to you. Put your planning, blessing on it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we give it away. We yield it to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit creates. He takes, like we took dirt and created a man. He takes a lack of bread and turns it into a multitude of bread. He created his creation power. God, I thank you for the creative power in Jeff and you, God, and what they do, what they're called to do. They're called to create. They're called to watch God create through them, in them, by them, creative ideas, creative things, creative ways of doing things, creative ways of developing, creative ways of getting people to think. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, God, for opening that up in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the thankfulness, God. Thank you for showing Jeff and Yuki how to, like with Jesus. Jesus put it into the hands of the Father, the bread. That was not enough. He said, God, here you go. Bless it. Break it. Give it away. In Jesus' name. Simple procedure, but most people don't know it. Jesus, the creator, knew how create, how to get the creative part into the bread to make it multiply as it's given away, as it's given to help mankind. When we do things to help mankind, God goes, I'm for that, so I bless that. So we create with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They created for the benefit of mankind. And I thank you, Jesus, that Jeff and you are creating for the good of mankind. In Jesus' name, to help mankind get back to the original state of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, and everything they do. Amen. Bless it, God. Thank you, Jesus, that that's happening. What this was that this weekend? Pray that this weekend, yes, God will make it happen. Amen. Count it done, God. We count it done. All the loose ends, all that, done, 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 and done. We count it done. Amen, in Jesus' name. Let it be done, 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 done. It's done. Tanisha says, pray for Tyrese. Yes, God, we pray for Tyrese tonight, God. We just bless Tyrese, God. We thank you, Lord, that we come to that place in our life to where, you know, we're raised, we're growing, and you know, we start finding out that God has a way for us to do it that's different from anybody else. Maybe it may be the same basic thing, but it's done in a unique fashion. And I thank you, God, that Tyrese will understand that you called him to uniqueness. You called him to be unique, to have uniqueness about him. And that's a creative power of God in him, God, that creativeness, that creativity in him, Jesus. Creative, how he deals with issues, how he deals with problems, God, that he has the wisdom of Solomon in him. We're going to call him Solomon tonight, calling Tyrese Solomon in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that he will deal with things in a creative fashion, God, as you give it to him. God, that he will trust you, that he will bow his knee to you, Jesus. Father, that you are there to help him, to bless him, to bring him through things, help him overcome things. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. That when we trust God, we never come up short. In Jesus' name, we don't fear. We don't fear man. We don't fear not having enough, because we know we're connected to God who can take anything. If we know how to do it, how to give it to him, how to bless him, how to trust him, he will take it. And cause it to be more than enough. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Sometimes we need forgiveness to forgive. Sometimes we need protection from the enemy that we can't see. The enemy that we can't see, we need protection from that. Protect him from the enemy that he can't see, God. Hallelujah. The enemy that he cannot see, let him see it and be blessed and kept from it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, hopefully we'll work up a little bit tonight. Jesus, we give you the glory. Jesus, we give you the honor. Jesus, we give you all the praise. We give it all to you. Father, we lift it all to you. It's not enough. That's why we bring it to you. We ask you to bless it. Hallelujah, we give you thanks for it, for everything you're doing, God. We're trusting you to do it more. We give you thanks, oh Heavenly One. We hand it to those to show us which one, show us which one. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. We give you the glory. God, we give you the glory tonight. We ask you to intervene in our lives, God. Restore us. Replenish us. Show us that what the devil has stolen, that God, you're going to take it and you're going to make it more. You took Job, everything that was stolen and robbed and taken, that you showed him how to bless it and get make it double, how to increase it. And that was, and you told him specifically, pray for your friends, pray for them. The ones that gave you that bad counsel, that condemned you, to try to figure it all out, why you're going through such a hard time, you're such a bad person. You've got to be, God has something hidden, Job. God says to pray for them and bless them. And that's what got the increase in his stuff, was that. That's what got the increase in there. There's always a word from God on how to get the increase in your particular situation. We just have to hear it. We have to believe it. We have to know it. Hallelujah. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all the kingdom of my heart. God, I surrender all the kingdoms of my heart. You're making us kings and priests, God. You told us to learn how to live like kings because we got to act like kings. What do kings do? They're kings of a kingdom. Hallelujah. We run the kingdom the way you have us run it, God. You'll have us run kingdoms when you come back to rule and reign the earth 1,000 years. Hallelujah. We learn to do it now. We're learning to do it now because we're going to learn to do it. Because what we're learning to do now, that's what's going to be done in the millennium. We're going to be doing that then. Therefore, we know the ways of God, how to do things now. When the millennium comes, he will cause us to be rulers over those cities and nations. Hallelujah. But rule and reign with Jesus. All right, I think I got everything tonight. I think that's it. Thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. What a glorious night. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, I guess we're going to call it a night tonight. A little past midnight. God's going to have you increase in knowledge. When you increase in knowledge, the knowledge of God, you open yourself up to increase in every kind of way. The knowledge of God opens you up to the increase being blessed, being favored. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Got to remember that one. That was a good one. That was Holy Ghost good. Wow. All right, y'all. We're going to call it a night. Thank you very much. Thanks for being with us. And hopefully go back and listen. You'll be able to hear our prayer over your offering. Thank you for the offerings. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for obeying God. Thanks for just loving it, loving this whole thing, loving what God's doing, and increasing and multiplying. Amen. All right, we love you. We will see you guys Monday, I guess. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.